Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
The Fakeologist speaking. It is Tuesday, May 11th, 2021. I'm in the live stream now. It is early in the morning here, and I am going to move my favorite latest donor, Zyleflex, who generously made another donation. He's a great donor of the site, a great contributor to the site, a great commenter to the site on both forums and the blog. So welcome, Zyleflex. How are you?
Oh, I'm on my own at the moment, and I'm serving the world from London, England. Pretty relaxed here, actually. You know, don't really feel anything's happening apart from, you know, where people put their mask on before they go in a shop, and then as soon as they come out, they whip it off. I think they're basically just scared. They're scared of being fined. Once the mask come off, the whole thing is over. That's what I reckon. They're just being scared into compliance.
Well,
they're scared into compliance by money, but yet there's no evidence of anybody being fined. And if they are, it's probably a fake story, you know, put in the newspaper to scare people. So it is pretty relaxed here, really. Not aware of anything really happening.
Yeah, they're unscrewing the screws there, but they're tightening them over here in Ontario.
I know. I read a lot of stuff about Canada. I don't know about. Certainly Alberta and Ontario, particularly Ontario, they really are going in hard this summer, aren't they? Nobody's analysing how many people are dying anymore. You know, obviously people do die. The chance of death is, you know, 100%, but they've gone away from those figures now. I don't know what they're looking, how they're scaring people in Ontario. What do they use to scare you?
Well, I don't listen to the mainstream media that much, but the time I do dip into it, it's all about the quaxinations now. And I drive by a large college every night, and the parking lot is jammed full of cars to get into the quaxination center they set up there since nobody's actually going to college. So there is evidence to me that people are super compliant about getting quaxinated. So, yeah, the narrative has really gone on to quaxinations, where you can get it, how you can get it, how many you can get, can you mix them, can you match them. It's quaxinations all day long here. That's all they talk about.
Right. I mean, I don't really have a lot of social contact. I don't work anymore. But the people I do come into contact with, they've all taken it, or they're all in process of taking it. I did come across, I had a very strange experience. I went out cycling with a guy, and he's a bit younger than me. He was about 50. And first thing he said was, you know, I haven't been feeling well. I had a vaccination, but I'm getting over it. And then the funny thing was, we went out into, you know, about 20 miles away, and we were sitting on a bench having a bite to eat. And I just started talking to him about the reset, you know, very gently. I didn't want to scare him. And I mentioned Klaus Schwab, and then this woman came over to us, and she said, I hear you talking about Klaus Schwab. And she was so informed, I couldn't believe it. She almost compromised me, because I was there just acting as a fairly neutral. I was a bit vaccine hesitant, as they say. And she came over and was almost, you know, she was talking on my wavelength, and I was trying, you know, not to frighten my mate away, you know, who was certainly not red-pilled. It's a very strange experience. I'd love to meet her again, you know. She's the only person I've met who was just so clued up, although there are a lot of them, but I'm not going to meet them. They're only like, you know, 1% of people, or I don't know, less than that. So it's a very strange experience.
Yeah,
just take a Klaus Schwab.
You guys, You guys should have a fakeologist meetup in London, or do you guys have enough people over there where you could
anybody.
Do a meetup?
I don't know anyone.
Well, maybe the Manchester or Cambridge people could, you guys could meet in the middle somewhere. Because there's lots
yeah.
of Brits. You got Skylarkin up there in Liverpool. I think you'd have a good
yeah.
time.
Yeah, there's a woman in Birmingham, isn't there?
She's yeah, Birmingham. Sorry, yeah, she's in Birmingham.
Yeah, Birmingham, yeah. Skylarkin, yeah, yeah.
And you got Benoit is going to do his English tour soon. Apparently, he's coming over. You got Richard and Manchester, Denny in Manchester. Typo Eric could supply the drinks.
Yeah, I stopped drinking, actually. I don't like going in shops much. I stopped buying alcohol. I haven't had a drink for about a year now.
Yeah. Yeah,
I fit in with the new normal, actually. I hate it, but I have a pretty low energy life, and I'm fairly happy, you know. I don't own a lot, and I'm happy, you know. I'm like the poster boy for the...
You have a low carbon footprint.
I do, but I don't want a fake...
And you were on a bike. You were on a bike.
Scared me. Yeah. I'm traveling pretty light.
The only problem is you're going to cost the NHS some money soon, so they're going to
to
get rid of you.
I know.
Even though you don't drink and smoke, I think we'll give you an extra 5 years for that.
Yeah.
I posted just now from Chris Guy's Telegram a really good discussion paper on why social credit is important to the you will own nothing economy. It's actually very important because they're not going to just lend out a car or let you ride a taxi if you are a heavy smoker, a drinker, a drunk, a delinquent, don't pay your bills. You're not going to be able to get access to any of these asset sharing services with a low social credit. That's the point of it. So you're going to be
isolated.
Not
read that yet. Started to circulate. I was interested in that other post you put up about, like, not communitarianism. There was this new ideology that's been knocking around for some time, where for the greater good, they, you know, basically they want to kill you, you know, because
utilitarianism.
Very dangerous, isn't it? They could justify bumping people off because it's in the, you know, the greater interest. You know, the food supplies aren't go around further if they get rid of all the useless eaters.
Most of the people. Well, they've already told you who are the useless eaters because they're sitting at home right now. The producers, not you.
I produce content.
No, I know. You're fantastic. Yeah, you keep the site going. You're great.
I'm economically not very active now.
They
do want me off the books.
Yeah, exactly.
They say, well, we're going to open up. They don't want people traveling. They don't want people doing anything.
They don't want people interacting and learning.
The social credit system is the important thing where it will ration who is allowed to. Don't want anybody else.
Well, it will help eliminate crime, at least the street crime, because you won't be able to move. It's like a open air prison system, really, basically. If you can't move around freely, then you're less likely to cause trouble. You can do all the damage you want from your home, but on the internet you won't be able to log on either unless you go onto the dark web, which probably won't have much content.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to fast forward to see where it's all going. You know, we all know what plan is, don't we?
You can't go to the end of the book.
I want to flip to the last page 999 and see what happens.
Well, that's what makes it exciting. You're on the edge of your chair. You can't wait for the next shoe to drop.
We tell people what's in the last chapter, but they think we're mad. You know, so far it's all been panned out, hasn't it? It's all panned out as facts. You know, they're pretending the digital money is not as far advanced as it really is. But it's the front page of The Economist this week. The digicoin.
Yeah. The Rothschild trade magazine. Rothschild Diaries, I call it.
That's right.
Dear Diary, we're gonna start our GovCoin on January 1st, 2022. Or 3/11/22. That'd be a good day.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Well, that was our break there. What was that?
Did somebody bump in there? Jump in though.
That was the bumper. It didn't start off properly.
I thought somebody jumped in the screen.
Well, yeah, it didn't cut in properly. I wonder why.
Must be a
glitch
or
a bug.
Yeah, we missed the fanfare, didn't we?
Yeah, the noise cut out. I don't know why. Yeah, so where were we? Everything is happening quickly. Here in Ontario, I don't know why we're the poster child for basically lockdown. I guess it's because we have one of the most homogenous compliant societies. So there's 14 million people.
All nowhere people, really, aren't you? Anywhere people. You know, the Canada's just full of people who've just come from all over the world in the last 100 years, really, aren't they?
Well, yes, where I am. The city of Toronto, for sure.
I think a lot of them. And the West as well. It's just people come from all over, so they don't really have any cohesiveness, do they? Cohesion.
Well, Alberta is different from British Columbia, is different from Saskatchewan, is different from Manitoba. But interestingly enough, in Winnipeg, the capital of Manitoba, which was going to be the capital of North America some time ago in the technocracy, I think it has the highest Filipino community outside of the Philippines in Winnipeg, which is very
amazing.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. So you could call it Philippeg.
It's a tough climate there, isn't it? I think I'd survive.
Well, we'd all survive because we live indoors.
Do people? Well, you're not all that far north, really, are you? How far north are you? Because I'm about 51 degrees. Canada the same.
Well, Canada from the Great Lakes to the West Coast, 49. But
yeah, 49,
Toronto's
right.
Probably Toronto might be 45 degrees.
Yeah,
but Toronto is farther south than many, many states.
So you get enough vitamin D there, do you?
No.
A lot of people need. None of us do in winter, really, do we? Which is why we all get.
No, I think you've got to be below 35 degrees to get enough sunlight and heat. And
even
whatnot.
If the sun's out in winter, you don't get much in winter, do you, really? In fact, any.
Well, you're covered up. You can't leave your skin exposed in the winter. That's the main problem.
We must have all been sick for, ever since the year dot in these northern hemispheres in winter. Every winter was we were just purging and not getting enough vitamin D. How did we all survive out here?
Well, we got sick.
Yeah, we did. It's normal, isn't it? It's normal to get sick, and sometimes people die when they get sick. So, we've lived in these northern latitudes for hundreds of years, haven't we? We just accepted, being sick is part of
we've never really commoditized death like we have now.
No. At least this scam has woken me up to the whole virus theory. It is the non theory. Very interesting. You realize what a lot of sense these people are talking now about. You can't catch viruses and.
We've never had to care about it before.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, and you just. Yeah, just go to lectures and they have all this stuff regurgitated to them, don't they? But when you do a deep dive into the original scientific papers, they just don't show anything.
You see the fraud. The fraud is everywhere.
Yeah. But it didn't matter, did it really? It was irrelevant, but now it is the fore.
It did not matter, no.
We're not going to change the people's comprehension of viruses now, are we? This is a bigger hill to climb. Hang on. I'm going to run out of power. Hang on a second.
All right. Plug her in, buddy.
Have to do a quick plug-in.
Sorry, yeah, batteries don't last very long.
We got power. It's only a laptop, but it has been off the mains for a while. There you go.
Makes you wonder how the satellites are able to move around with and send signals down to the Earth without being plugged in. Unless there's a big wire up there that they all connect to.
It's funny, isn't it? I mean, I know there's not much NASA talk anymore, but whenever I listen to these things, I just laugh my head off at it now. Can't stop smiling. It's nonsense. There's too much of it. It's going on and on, isn't it? This is International Space Station. Every 5 minutes they're sending somebody up and they're all playing saxophones up there. It's just nonsense. It's nonsense. And it's clever. But
I like some of the esoteric nonsense part of it. Say SpaceX really fast, and what word do you get?
Yeah. But millions of people take it, they all take an invite, don't they? They think it's great.
I don't really know if anyone's paying attention at this point, or has been.
They have a big fan base, you know, NASA, but the cult and all that. Like people who like cars.
I don't know if that's true.
I just look at the YouTube channels, you know, and occasionally I come on to some direct link from the International Space Station. There are all these people saying, "Great, go on there, fantastic," and chill,
part of the operation.
Yeah, it's an entertainment, isn't it? It's a cinema.
It really is.
And it keeps people happy.
As we get older and look at these stories, it's always the same boring stories. It never changes. Especially with space. Like all the stories are just repeats about nuclear, about space, all the hoaxes. They just keep repeating ad infinitum. Very boring.
Yeah, there's always a certain amount of danger we must be subjected to, and we don't feel safe if there's not danger.
Yeah,
that's the paradox.
You sent me a video of that Swedish guy who basically said we're so danger adverse now. We don't even want to stub our toe. Can't even stub our toe without calling the police.
Yeah. I think that's a big change in society. I think the corollary with the ban ladders, you know, they're so dangerous. I don't know, where's it all going? There's been a story, there's a school in England, in Nottingham. They actually have these active shooter drills. They don't call it an active shooter, but that's basically what it is, where the kids all have to pretend there's some sort of trouble event going on, and they can't phone their parents, and their parents can't ring the school. And the kids are being terrorized into the thinking there's some sort of disaster going on. Whether that's just one school or it's going to be fed out to other schools, I don't know. But it's pretty standard in the US, I think, isn't it, these active shooter drills? But we don't have guns here, so we don't have that sort of
problem. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard any lately. I think they really tailed off with coronavirus hoax.
Yeah, the hoaxes, you know, the staged events, yeah, they've tailed off, definitely. But it was just that the school was having a drill, but it wasn't necessarily active shooter, it could have been any, but it was the whole blanket of drills he scared off, you know, so the school was locked, all the kids were locked in, and I don't know what they would do there.
Yeah, I think schools are on the hit list, at least in North America. At least where I am, they're really going to actively stop schools. I think they're really making a point here. They want to stop people going to school. They've already said next year it'll be online. They've already said that, and it's only May.
Right.
So they don't want people congregating. They don't want people interacting, exchanging ideas. That, to me, is a very important theme. They really want to fragment society and into individual pieces, which is ironic when it's a communist system. They want everyone fragmented.
Yeah, well, they can. They've got a direct link into their homes now, don't they? And the moment they turn on their iPhone. Yeah. The message is there. I don't have an iPhone, actually. I don't know where I'm going to go. Get away from that technology. And
so they'll give you a bracelet.
I know, yeah. Shackle. Shackle.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll give you a shackle.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any more reports about Israel out of Israel. It's so hard to keep up with every country.
I read a comment on a YouTube video about that, and a woman said, you know, I'm in Israel, and this is not like it really is. It's not. It was misreporting by the Western media. So you really don't know what's going on. You've got to be somewhere. A report that comes out, you know, is it to scare people in other countries? I really don't know.
Well, there were those videos that were made by some movie guy that went on, I put on my Facebook too. That was a few weeks ago. But maybe he's in on the scaring too.
You really have to. If somebody said, oh, in Britain, you know, you're all locked in your houses. No, you're not. It just looks very, very normal. It's just,
right.
Even in the people were just scared, you know, like a year ago they were scared into not going anywhere, and they all complied, and the police came out for a few weeks, started sending people home, but since then the police are not interested in anything. Nothing you can't do, you know, otherwise, if something's shut, obviously you can't go to it, but you know, that just looks very normal.
Right. Yeah, I'm like you, I live a lockdown life anyway. I'm not saying it's good, but...
I won't go to any football match anymore. It's just, and I've lost interest in sport. You can't go to, you can't just walk into a football match or a ski match or whatever you used to be able to do. So what? That's no big loss.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have missed opportunities to mix in groups, haven't we? We really have.
Did you hear my latest audio I just put up with Go Find the Others? That's a pretty interesting guy.
I didn't want to listen to 10 hours. Was that the one? I can't listen to 10 hours.
No, it's one I just put up.
No, I listened to that. Yeah, I listened to that. I haven't done it yet.
I put it up this morning, actually.
Oh, right, yeah.
Last night I did. You already got that one?
I listened to it later today. I've just not listened to anything you put up overnight.
Oh, no, you're right. I put it up last night. No, I put it up 8 hours ago.
Yeah, I'm a bit slow. I tend to listen to stuff in our evening, you know. Tend to go to bed late, you know. I'll stay up till about 1.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, there's so much content. It's very hard to compete.
There is a lot of great stuff going out there, you know. And
really great.
Just getting through it. I don't know. Just listen to a very interesting video that a woman had made a film where she went to Sweden and interviewed the Swedish guy in charge of health, who said, you know, there's not going to be any lockdown over there. It's called something Tango. Very interesting video, because she's an Argentinian in London who made a great film, and her comments show that she's a real skeptic. Obviously the guy in Sweden, Anders, I've forgotten his other name, he's not going to you know, come out against viruses. That really would be the end of his career. Very interesting film. It had Tango in it. It's tough to find the site. No, I can't do it. Never mind.
Well, I still think Sweden is more of a control group where...
Yeah. I mean, the program did say, yes, they are having these digital implants in their skin in Sweden, and the young people are taking
them. Yeah, I saw that. Well, they said there's about 3,000 people that got it, and they love it. They love swiping their hand left or right to... Go in and out of stores, pay for things, get stuff out of the vending machine, get in and out of their office. They love their prison keys. They love them. They love the convenience, because I don't see why people are in such a rush to do things, buy things, pay for things. What's the big rush? Where are you going?
The young people have a different sort of life, don't they? They just buy a lot of stuff online, and they have a lot of takeaway food. You know, we live near some young people in their 20s, and lives are just so different. They've been, I don't know where they think it's all going to go. They certainly won't have any pension at the end of it, will they? They certainly the whole financial system will be so vast. There'll be no returns for unless they've got massive savings. They'll just be useless eaters. They really will. Class really will want
they'll
to get rid of them. We've been living on the strange of the fiat money system, haven't we? And we're just at the end of it, and we've taken our cut from the system. Now the system's bust. They won't have the system there when they're older.
Yeah, they'll have a different system.
Yeah.
I really, and I think they want it too, because they've made houses unaffordable just by the market has gone crazy with their zero interest. And they've created this. They create all the problems anyhow. And now this problem is created. You won't be able to afford a car even if you wanted one. You won't be able to afford a house. Even if you wanted one.
Certainly they've got no hope of affording anything unless a rich relative dies. And so they're all in these rental flats. And certainly in London, they're just whacking up hundreds of these tower blocks everywhere with just, you know, one or two bedrooms and no garden. This has accelerated in the last year. It's just like Hong Kong in some parts of London now. It happened in the last couple of years. So where the people are all coming from, they're probably all coming from small towns or the country, and as soon as they get to 20, you know, they've got to come to the big city and try and find some job in a cafe or something, whatever they do. Baristas.
Yeah. They come to the... It's the same in Toronto. I would say Toronto's probably the same as London's, probably the same as Sydney, probably the same as Vancouver and Chicago, maybe. I'm not sure about which American cities are going vertical as well. But everything is vertical.
20 years ago, the tower block was completely out. You know, it was terribly bad, you know. Oh, hang on. Sorry about that. The tower block was antisocial, and there was a big movement against them. They started building low-rise blocks, and now suddenly that's too inefficient with the land. So now they're building these massive 30, 40-story blocks everywhere where there's a bit of land near a railway station. It'd be near a transport node. So as soon as some land comes up near a railway station, bus transfer station, then the land suddenly becomes very valuable, and up go these 30-story concrete spines.
Yes.
Very
glass.
And they're going to be controlled, aren't they? Cameras everywhere. Who will they be travelling to? This is the thing. You know, why do they need to be near a station?
That's right.
Be working from home, won't they?
Yeah, I found that myself.
I wear my face mask in my car so I can. Virtue signal in my neighborhood.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
I wear my face mask when I walk so I can. Make sure they all know I'm really smart.
Yeah. Did that come through quite loud?
Yeah, a little bit louder than...
Yeah, I have to knock that down a bit. It's a little too loud.
I like that Theresa Tam skit. That was very funny. I like the Sikh going. It's very funny.
Yeah, that was good. That was funny. That guy is actually from... He does Rebel News. He does some comedy. He's a resident comic on Rebel News. I still think Rebel News is a pretty good outlet. I know some guys, at least one guy, thinks it's controlled. Johnny's List. He thinks Ezra Levant is a Zionist shill, but I don't really see what he's doing wrong now.
I heard somebody from Rebel News on the one of these American shows, his name's gone. He's like a guy in California, and Dave Rubin. He does some report, Rubin report. But he had the Canadian people on his show to talk about what's going on there. And the guy from Rebel News is pretty good. Was it Ezra? It might have been Ezra. They also had Jordan Peterson's daughter on there.
I don't care for her. I don't care.
Yeah.
Anything Peterson.
I didn't like her at all. She's part of the system.
Yeah, I don't know what their purpose is, honestly.
I don't think they've got anything to say, really. They're just finding a completely different lane, aren't they?
I'm kind of worried that this pastor story is controlled. I don't want to believe it, but they wouldn't release him from jail, even though the judge made an order, and then they're saying that the prison guards wouldn't let him out because they had a couple, what they thought were mistakes on the order. It's crazy.
We have to be suspicious. And anything that gets filmed is, that we can't witness ourselves. It's suspicious. We don't know. We just have to go along with it and be suspicious like you are,
very strange.
Should be happening everywhere, and you just have the odd incident which is caught on camera and then goes viral on social media.
Well, I don't think there are a lot of pastors. I don't think there are a lot of pastors, and I think most pastors are going along with the whole thing, actually, because their flock are afraid. Their flock are
I'm sure they're afraid. They're afraid, I mean, it is like an undercover, silent police state, isn't it? Where as long as you don't rock the boat, everything is very normal. People are just scared into complying. Any organisation, a football club, it's not going to, sort of go against the rules, is it? Anything with a structure, they're basically locked into the system. It's all right for us. We don't really have any system, do we? The fakeologist is just a lot of non-entities really who can come and chat. But we if we go against the system, we're not going to have the mainstream media exposing us or anything, are we? We're irrelevant to the system, basically, aren't we? They might monitor us, but we're not important, are we?
No.
If the hockey organisation said, we're going to ignore the government, well, what would happen? I'm sure they wouldn't be allowed to do what they wanted. You just have to play the game. And that's the problem with this all-pervading communist system, whatever you want to call it. It's everybody's locked into going along with it. I don't know how you break it. I really don't. You just have to have a lot of organisations all at once come together and say, we hate the government. Then that's not going to happen, is it? Nobody's going to get on a TV program and tell these self-appointed or government-appointed health czars, you're fools, are they? It's not going to happen.
No.
We're just in a little corner. I hate the term echo chamber, but which is a term of abuse for us, but what it is, really.
We're getting some people come in, though, at least that want truth. We're getting a few people here and there.
But the top-down system, it really is just like in East Germany or somewhere, but people don't see it. It just seems like very normal. You can have 130 different kinds of yogurt in the store and do what you want, but you're still living in this prison. People can't see that.
Well, we're in their
system, but no organisation with any structure within the system is going to go against it. That's the reality. No bus company is going to say, don't wear a mask on our buses anymore. The science is just nonsense. It's not going to happen, is it? Certainly in Britain, we don't have these local governors. Apart from the regional devolution in Scotland and Wales and Northern Ireland, we don't have these states which can have their own mayors who can make up their own laws. Like, some states in America, they can go against the presidential line, but in Britain you can't really have that. The regional areas are too small. Although they do have these mayors which have been elected now, these smart city mayors, along with the globalist line. Bristol's one, London's another, Manchester are going to be mayors of these eventual regions, the world regions. Again, we'll be interested to see where that's going.
Sorry, I'm just looking something up here. So do you want to talk about the quack scene and the people around you that are...
How are you
avoiding it yourself?
Well, I don't work, which helps. I'm retired. And I just had one phone call from the doctor, and I just kept saying no, thank you. And after I said no, thank you about four times, she said, all right. Then I had a couple of letters, and I just ignored them. I've not had any other pressure, and I don't have any text messages because I don't have any smartphone or anything. So I'm just going to carry on. I think my wife accepts it, but she's taking it.
Right.
She just says, you know, you're not going to change me, and she's not going to try and change me, which I think is...
That's nice.
Enough. Yeah, no, she... I've not been ridiculed. I think it's a reasonable position to take, not go near the needle. I've read a lot more than these people have. You know, she hasn't gone back to, you know, all the studies or all the adverse reaction papers, all the stuff that I'm reading and seeing.
There's no upside.
No, there's not. No, why? It's just insane. It makes no sense that everybody has to take this jab. No sense.
The least they could do is enter you in a lottery for winning something. If you took it, that would be one thing they could do.
No.
Win $1 million, £1 million, if you put a lottery every week. And they're giving away so much money. I don't see why they couldn't do that. I think that would be a great marketing campaign. Hey, Pfizer, I know. Make sure you pay me if you implement that. Donuts just aren't enough. Donuts and beer.
Yeah, beer, Budweiser, yeah. No good. What could... I can't think what...
Yeah, Budweiser.
Nice
Budweiser beer.
Yeah.
Or Budweiser beer.
I just think people are doing it because they think it's good of them. It's in the virtue signaling. They accept...
I think it'll unlock... They'll unlock the key to going back to traveling and restaurants. Neither, those are two things I never cared about.
Oh, I'm not interested in that, no. You're right, that's how I can get by quite easily. I'm not interested in eating out or not interested in fancy food or travel. It actually gets me out of quite a bit of travel, but I do have like in-laws abroad who are sick and not well.
Oh, how far away? I guess you can't drive when you're on an island.
Oh, Germany.
Yeah.
So, I'm actually not having the jab gets me out of traveling, really, which is good.
Yeah,
but people don't blame the government. You know, like people like my wife, they're not going to blame the government for not being able to see parents. You know, it's all because of the pandemic. You know, there's no opprobrium heaped on the government at all. You know. Just accept it, you know, this is obviously what... I'd be mad. I mean, I don't have any parents, you know, they're long gone, but I'd be mad. I'd be furious if I couldn't go and... Well, you know, not that you can see them, but then you wouldn't even be allowed to see them if they're in a hospital or, you know, care home or whatever.
I'd be
mad, but people aren't mad. It's just like, oh, it's just normal. Yeah, just be safe.
You're not hearing it. Doesn't mean they're not mad. You're just not hearing from them. See, that's the problem.
Well,
you only hear what they want you to hear.
I don't know whether they are. Yeah, it's hard to know, really. They're not going to... Yeah, they don't want to send the wrong message that they think it's not a pandemic. Yeah. That's, again, that's how I can survive, because I don't really have to do any travel at all now. I don't go on trains or anything. Don't look away, you idiot. No, I hate seeing
it. Well, then they got you.
You know,
they got you right where they want you.
Yeah, but I'm not bothered though. You know, I was there already.
You're the model.
Yeah. To some extent, I mean, I'm going to be controversial here. We have been leading a pretty stupid sort of consumerist existence, haven't we?
Oh yeah.
Right. Something like Britain is basically just worked out. It's, you know, the resources in Britain, whether it be oil, not quite, you know, gas, or minerals, it's all basically gone in the last, I don't know how many years, in the last decades. It's all finished. basically in Britain, there's just nothing going on. It's just a place where they import cheap food from Spain and North Africa and places.
Yeah.
Britain is a completely unsustainable island, which is still encouraging a lot of migration, you know, to provide cheap labour to look after people, you know, to keep up their standard of living, when basically there are no resources here anymore. The resources are just the people, like something Karl Marx might have said. The whole place is worked out.
This is a post-industrial society, and we're all just going to be feeding the Chinese beast. They've worked out the most efficient system right there. That's why we're just going to be resource clients for China. Yeah. That's my way of working it out.
Yeah. I mean, I live near the ports, and there's all these containers coming in from China day after day, just full of stuff, and they take rubbish back there. You know,
they actually take garbage.
I think they take garbage. I don't know whether it goes to China. I mean, certainly some it must be high quality garbage is exported, but the containers don't just go back with fresh air in them.
Well, most of them do actually from Canada. But,
yeah,
most of them are empty. They have a hard time. There's free trade has turned into one-way trade.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, because once you let one country do all the work, and you don't have any control over anything, you don't have control of your food or your microchips, whatever it is, production, it's really, that should be the number one worrying thing for people.
Yeah, especially when you're on an island like we are.
Well, we're all on islands, yeah.
But you know, when you're not even self-sufficient in food or anything, you're just connected by a few ceilings and one tunnel, you know, it's pretty precarious. Yeah. They could easily, you know, have some sort of drill. They could have a drill in the Channel Tunnel, and you know, suddenly there are food shortages. That's the reality. I don't know.
Felix, just give me 2 minutes here, Felix.
Yeah.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
You're listening to Fake Ologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Yeah, you're going to maybe like this guy, Go Find the Others. I thought it was a great username. Great username that he's got there. Great website. Really interesting audio. I'm listening. Did you ever listen to Visigoth? A guy named Keith from the old days?
No. Same with the old days.
Not maybe 10, 20 years ago.
No. Hey, talking about the old days, you know, the Let's Roll forum has vanished. It's all gone. That's been gone for weeks now.
Oh, is it gone? Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's came into all this through, firstly, David Icke forums, and then Let's Roll, and then I got booted off both of those. And I honestly can't remember how I found Fakeology. So you want to say, well, what was it? I can't remember.
Well, there's so many ways to find
places. I know, yeah.
Like, it's hard. It's infinite number of ways, aren't there, to find places.
Must have just been, you know, searching for some term or other, and I came across one of your chats or something, or a post back in 2014, it must have been. Been sort of waking up since about 2010, I guess. where things weren't quite adding up, and I was putting in freedom of information requests, and I was realizing that the whole system was lying to us. And then when, you know, these media stories, and I realized that a lot of the stories in the media, which I don't read anymore, they were just fabricated to provide amusement for the sheep.
Yes, yes.
But that's how I found, you know, I just, that's how I started on Fakeologist about a year ago.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's great that Jan Erik's come back. You know, he'd been in the wilderness, hadn't he, for, gone off grid for
yes,
a while.
Yes, that's a great
sort
bonus
of good,
that he's back.
Yeah, I mean, none of us agree with everything we say, but you know, he's got a good grasp of the system, and he had a good grasp of it well ahead of a lot of other people, you know, this UN agenda. I think Gaia did as well, you know.
Yeah, now that Colombia is under siege, Gaia's disappeared.
Yeah.
I'm kind of worried about the guy.
He turns up at Peace of Mind for quite a bit. I think that's his...
Oh, is he there now still?
Yeah, he tends to frequent that. Not, yeah. He
okay.
always rubs people out the wrong way, so he's quite a strong character.
He
really did see the UN agenda, you know, way ahead, you know. Because, you know,
right.
I certainly didn't. They've been losing all the... Yeah. Here we are now, and, you know, everything they would have said they would have known 10, 15 years ago is the past, isn't it? Climate scam not having quite worked.
Well, the reason why the UN agenda is happening because there is no alternate plan. They just came up with a plan because there was no plan on any centralized basis. So if anyone wanted to come up with another plan, they could have. But their plan sticks because they've got a plan.
Yeah.
It's not really... You figure somebody would have to come up with a plan.
I mean, to some extent, the whole system does need controlling, doesn't it? If you just... Every country, every person just did what they wanted, and no rules, no laws... It would just be chaos, wouldn't it? And America's going that way, actually, where,
well,
you know, nobody's going to bother growing anything anymore. There's no point, is there? What's in it for me? Government's just going to give me stimmy checks. Why should I go and, you know, produce corn or something? There's got to be some sort of system which, some sort of carrot to keep the whole system in balance and moving without getting too out of anything.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right for people to say, oh, yeah, we don't want all this, but, you know, what do you want then? Nobody will say what they do want, you know.
They don't know what they want.
No. It's easy to say, oh, we don't want this, we don't want that, we don't want Klaus Schwab to say this, but what do you want? In the end, you're going to have some sort of, almost like a benign dictator saying, yes, you know, this is almost like, I'm not arguing for it, but you know what I mean? It's, can't just let everybody...
I think about that.
Yeah,
I do think about that. Yeah, what is the alternative? What do you want? What do you want
it's
done?
It's very easy for us to say, yeah, let it rip, whether it be exploitation of minerals, you know, or anything, you know, exploitation of food, or what's the alternative? There's got to be somebody doing a little bit of nudging, and it looks like they're sort of nudging us with this fake pandemic. Nudging is in the right direction, but it's a prison, isn't it? The prison is the only way.
It's the only way you can motivate people. I've said it a million times that the number one motivator for people is to avoid pain. Avoiding pain. We spend our whole lives avoiding pain.
What's the alternative? So, 8 billion people going off grid? That'd be silly, you know. Yeah, it's all right. You know, I've got a bit of land. Oh, I'm going to have some chickens and sheep, and I don't need to deal with the system anymore. All right, well, let me know how that's going to pan out for, you know, 28 million people or whatever in Canada, or, you know, 60 million in the UK. Well, you know, it's not going to happen, is it?
No, we have more like 38 million. And, it could work out, except we don't have a lot of arable... Our growing season is very short. That's why... We don't have fresh fruit all the time.
It's hard work as well, isn't it? That's why everybody's getting obese. They don't do any physical work anymore. It was bloody hard work, wasn't it? 50 years ago, 100 years ago. Now you go to university and get a degree in gender studies, and then you just go to the gym to work out. going to the gym because you're not doing enough physical putting your
No, that's right. That's
together.
Right. That's right.
That's crap. That's I don't
right.
You got to
go down.
You're
you
know,
right.
Like
you got
to.
Yeah. You got to go to the gym.
Yeah. 60% of people go to university now, don't they? And you can always tell them. You look at someone. They've been to university now, but. What would they have done 50 years ago? They wouldn't have gone to university, would they? They'd have been working on a coal mine or something. But now they're these like built-up hunks going to the gym. 50 years ago, they would have been, something more manual, wouldn't they, in a factory? Interesting.
Yeah.
So you really have like low-energy lives now, and then somebody's going to provide our food and building materials and whatever. That's a low
energy
here now. Construction, that's the only thing that moves by rail now, other than containers, of course, is the construction materials, cements, sand. That's the main, goes into all the building boom there.
Right, yeah. Construction is one of the few, it's construction of the infrastructure of the future, which is going on now.
That's right, yeah. And that never slowed at all during the shutdown.
No, last year, we talked to the Go Find the Others. He had his best year ever last year.
Yeah. Construction.
2020 and 2021 will probably be just as good.
And that's another reason why a lot of the Eastern Europeans have come to Britain to stay, Romanians, Poles. They're working in construction. They work hard, Hard work and, a good standard of living, I guess. Construction never stops. You don't hear a lot of English spoken on these big high-rise construction sites. So what, workers.
Well, according to Patrick King, who went out to Prince Rupert from British Columbia, he said they brought in 3,000 Irish to build the pipeline in British Columbia. That to me is interesting.
Recently.
I think it's happening now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Chinese are building an unauthorized pipeline from Alberta to Prince Rupert, and even Canada passed a law saying no Canadian boats are allowed to use the port of Prince Rupert. So all the ships in there are Chinese. Yeah. How does that make sense?
Yeah, that's the Pacific Rim region, isn't it?
You should look that up. They're doubling or tripling the size of the container port in Prince Rupert as well.
And will the oil be exported?
It's just to extract resources from Canada and bring in the containers. Yeah. So the resources will go out and the finished products will come in at Prince Rupert. Oil, liquid, natural gas, timber, it'll all just be sent away and you'll get back your finished goods, including lumber, coming back.
Mm. Yeah, I keep hearing the word, we don't use the word lumber in Britain so much, and we don't really have a massive timber industry, but the price of lumber in America skyrocketed, the US that is. That's what I keep reading when I watch a lot of US economics.
Too.
Yeah. The price of lumber is skyrocketing, isn't it?
Because we don't process it anymore.
Right. Sawmills, or just...
No, I think they're shut down. And it's a lot of labor, and I suppose they just decided to build the highly automated ones in China. Mm. And it's hard to believe it's cheaper to ship it all the way across the Pacific and all the way back, and it's still cheaper.
Amazing.
That seems crazy.
Yeah, and shipping is very polluting, isn't it? Greta should be worried about that. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
I don't think those big freighters run on electricity.
Oh, no, they don't. They're horrible polluters. More than airplanes. I watch a lot of the videos about the US economy. It's really, really interesting because in Britain, nobody really talks about it. It's all like hush-hush, what the Bank of England's doing, what the US Treasury's doing. But in America, there's a lot more analysis going on, and it's just crazy. Where is it all going to end? It's just... massive printing of money. It's that's why I listen to these programs where they mention the price of lumber. So they go into the deep dive into inflation and basically the plumbing of the American economy, the financial system. It's just crackers what's happening. Basically, they're just paying people not to work, so nobody will bother to work anymore. Well, why go out to work if you can just get a check coming in? So what's that going to do?
It's a huge problem. Well, that will help shut down restaurants, by the way.
No,
I know, but that'll be the number one way they can shut down restaurants. Is they rely on cheap labor, and if you're getting a check, why would you get off your couch?
No, I wouldn't. Same with Uber drivers. You know, it's George Gamble, because he can't get an Uber cab anywhere, or he can't book a restaurant because they can't. They're basically paying people to attend an interview for a McDonald's job in the US. I don't know in which part, but yeah, they're really going to destroy the US economy. These clowns who are behind Biden. I don't know who's running the government there, but they really are going to wreck the whole thing. It's just
that is the point. That is the point. That is the point.
Talk about Biden, but who are the people behind it? Who is really running the show in America?
I think it's the same. It's Team Obama, the Chicago group, the Chicago mafia. I like to call it the China class. The China class. The people that have flipped over to China.
They've not been so overt. They've not been like your president in Trudeau, who've been so overt in their raising of China, but they're still Chinese, aren't they? Their outlook.
Yes, for sure.
I think I'm just going to sit it out here and just see what happens. There's nowhere I want to flee to, or I don't want to live anywhere else. This is my home. Yeah, it goes. You know, there's millions of them.
Was there anything of value that was on Left Troll forums?
There were a lot of deep dives into these hoaxes of you know, like Diana or the Titanic and Boston Marathon. There was loads and loads of stuff on there. I put some stuff on there as well. But yeah, it was a good one. There were some pretty unpleasant characters who come out and they didn't like what you were saying. But you know, it was just generally some good research on them. Maybe they didn't. Simon had fallen out with him. Not that there's much going on at Police Forum these days.
No, it's pretty quiet.
Nice. You know, you look good in the forum there. You know, it was easy to navigate, and some people have posted some good threads on there.
So it's definitely down.
It's certainly not been there for a few months. It used to go down occasionally, but Jayhan would say, you know, I need some more money to put it back up. That Swedish interview I was talking about, it was called COVID Tango and the Lagom Way. Lagom. It was by this Argentinian filmmaker. It's just where she interviews this Swedish guy, Anders Hegnell.
Put it in the live stream show notes. I'll look at that.
There's quite a heat. Sorry about that. I'm just getting the link for them. Sorry about that. Live stream show notes, where do I put it?
Yeah, there should be a live stream show notes text channel that you can see.
I put it in the main view room. I'll put it in the main channel, the main chat anyway.
What's the name of the text chat you're putting it in? General?
Yeah,
take a look around Discord. You'll see live stream show notes. Live stream notes.
No, I can't see it anyway. Sorry. Live stream notes. Well, I clicked on live stream. I just get a picture of me, huh? No, I can't. Sorry, I can't do it.
You'll have to. Are you on your computer for Discord? Yeah, you must be.
Oh, message. There we are. I put it in Audio Streamer. Gone in something called Audio Streamer.
The Audio Streamer is the actual thing that does the streaming. Just above that live stream show notes.
No, I don't see it. No.
Well, you got to just click around. You'll find it.
Anyway, yeah, it's just an interesting discussion where she went to Sweden to interview the guy, you know. It's interesting what happened in Sweden, but again, that's all in the past now, isn't it? It's all moved, as you say, it's moved on to the vax jab, and see where it goes. It'll probably all shut down again in, you know, next autumn, won't it? Not going to allow anything to... It'll be one step forward, two steps back again, won't it, in terms of freedom, the way it'll go. Boiling frogs.
Hi, I'm Chad from Northern California.
Priya.
Hi, this is Errol C.
Naeem.
Rick from Paul Macquarie.
Eric.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Yeah, the background music is gone. There's something strange about that.
Yeah.
I'll have to reboot that computer. I mean, it's acting up. Did you find the live stream show notes?
No. I'm not very computer literate.
Just start clicking around. Above the, you're in the live stream audio channel. Above it, you should see text channels.
Just see room 11 and room 33.
I don't want
to disconnect anything. I don't want to.
Oh, you won't. It's hard to disconnect. You won't disconnect.
No, I can't.
There's only one button to disconnect. That's the red phone.
Right. Oh, live stream notes. Yeah, got it. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
So click on that and then paste it there.
Oh, there we are. Yeah. Lagom is a Swedish way of doing things where you're not very extreme at anything. It's just like... we're not left, we're not right, we're not happy, we're not sad, we're just a gum.
Grey. You're grey.
Grey. Yeah, it's just how the guy just didn't, whether he was controlled or not, I don't know, but he didn't go along with the whole agenda, and he defended himself, so... I think the woman who made the film, she's pretty right on. If you read the comments, when she always answers the people, when people... write to her, you know, her YouTube channel, and she answers it in a way which shows that she's not controlled. It's pretty genuine. Anyway, move on from that. Sorry that took so long.
I'll have to look at that.
There's so much stuff out there, you know, it's boring, but I do get through a lot of them.
It's incredible how much stuff is out there.
Yeah. It's more difficult to find it. I know people say don't use YouTube, but you just don't know where anything is anymore. But if you something, like, I think Odyssey is probably where probably the best place to look for things. Which, generally, don't go to YouTube. You look for a channel on Odyssey, like that guy in Ireland, Computing Forever.
Yeah, Rollo's best.
He'll
friend.
Be on. Yeah. He's good actually. I use these channels like that or UK Column to know what's going on. So I don't consume any mainstream media. So I have to use people who do through it, and then they filter it for me.
Yeah.
No, it is an echo chamber. You could criticise me for that, but it just saves me from having to read these awful newspapers and watch television. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Hold on a second. Give me a few.
Yeah,
my friend. Yeah, I'll take a look at that.
Yeah, it's not terribly important, but there's so much to watch these days.
Well,
people
are you
people.
Watching?
No.
Are you watching David Icke?
No. I watch that Computing Forever or... I like it when I just find something a little bit offbeat, like that Swedish guy who talked about the fear, the people like being in a state of fear. It's just a little bit. I listened to some podcasts as well. There's a guy in Britain called James Dellingpole. He used to be a conservative commentator, and he really does get what's happening now. He completely fell out with the whole journalist world, and they all think he's gone stark staring mad. James
right.
Dellingpole. And he's got a lovely way of words. And he just sits in his room, and he's talked to some quite interesting people. Dellingpole. And I think he used to write for The Spectator, which is a right-wing political magazine. But yeah, everybody hates him now, all his old friends anyway. And, you know, he's quite a posh guy. He went to a private school and he goes hunting. He says, you know, what hunt do you belong to? You know, that's how far he is away from the ordinary people. But he really gets what's going on now. And there are very few people who are actual names in the, you know, that people know about in the journalist world who get it or will actually admit they get it. And he talked to Naomi Wolf the other day. You know, she's another Democrat, but I think she understands what's going on. I mean, it is difficult if you are in a public name. You know, you've got a high profile past, whether you're a professor or a journalist. It is very difficult to come out, basically, isn't it? As Delling Bowles said, he's just lost all his friends.
Who pays for the media in Britain? Do you guys have something like in Canada where they had this massive amount of money, $600 million, I don't know if that's per year, that they give to all these private media outlets because they can't sustain with no advertising and actually no listeners or readers or viewers?
What do you mean, the advertising budget?
Yeah, our Canadian government is subsidizing private media.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Britain handed its whole COVID advertising budget to some American outfit called Omnicom. It's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions just to put the message out in all the various media forms. Because I don't read the media. I only get it if somebody uses it as a you know, packaging. If I get sent a book or something, and you know, they wrap it in the newspaper.
That's the advertising budget. I'm talking about direct subsidies.
I don't know. It's difficult. You won't be able to find that out. I don't know.
Our government announced it. That's in the budget. They literally give more than half a billion dollars out directly to the media as subsidies.
I don't know. All I know is...
Of course, we also have our state broadcaster that their budget's $1.5 billion. So you're never going to get a contrary message here.
Oh, no. Of course not. No, and anybody in the system is not going to go against it, are they? That's the end of their job. You really have to be. You have to be a name who can afford to get out of the system and not be dependent on it financially. There aren't many
people
who can do that. I mean, Delling Bowles probably, you know, he's pretty got assets and probably lives in a big house, or he might have inherited money. But you know, there aren't many people like him who can just say, right, you know, the just living in a crazy world, and I'm going to start writing or talking about it. I mean, who are the scientists who do it, who can, you know, can see through it? Very few. They've got to be retired or subject to the sort of criticism and abuse that Kaufman and Cowan and co get. I don't know about Sam Bailey. She's good, isn't she, old Sam?
Yeah, Kiwi.
Sure, she gets attacked as well. She must do by all these, the medical fraternities, you know, like the Masonic. Not the government, you know, the unions behind doctors, the governing body.
Yeah, it's quite a control structure. There's a whole bunch of doctors that look like they may be going
struck
against
off.
The narrative here where I am.
Yeah, you just get struck off. You lose your license to practice if you say anything. It's pretty authoritarian. There's no way to get any message across other than, like Delling Bowles, just to do it from their own finances and not be dependent on anything.
Yeah, no dissent.
No, that's where we are. You have to be a name, really, to get known. It's difficult to, you know, bring up, develop your own YouTube channel, your own, not that you can do that now, but, you know, your own brand.
Yeah.
You know,
what about Vernon Coleman? Do you watch him?
No. I see people who don't follow him, no. I've seen it when you posted it. I just got a bit put off him a little bit when he did all that sort of fake crying, you know. It just didn't seem real.
You thought that was fake?
It seemed over the top. Unnecessary. I think that was a bad error on his part. I don't know. I don't go and see what he's put up. And he's not. And I'm not sure where it is now. Is he on Odyssey? I don't know.
Well, he has his own platform now. He's smart. VernonColeman.org.
I say it's controlled. You know, I don't like throwing that term around, controlled. Everybody's controlled.
Oh, he hates that. He's already... He doesn't like being accused of that.
I don't think he is that, but I just found that a little bit over the top when he, you know, started overacting a bit. But he's probably sincere. Just take from everything what we like, and then what we don't like, we can ignore.
Yeah, actually, I think you were commenting in the past that you don't like when everyone is just automatically labeled controlled opposition.
Yeah, it's very easy. Because we all have our own complete picture, don't we? And it's not going to coincide with everybody else's picture of what's happening or what's been in the past or what's we think is going to happen in the future. We all have our own unique perspective, don't we?
Yes.
We agree, and we agree on a lot of things, but there'll be some things we might not agree with. You know, some people might just fall out with me because I think we need some sort of control system. And other people will say, no, we must all do our own thing. So, you know, am I controlled? Am I controlled from Davos? No, I don't think so. But up to people, they can think what they want of me. We just need nudging in directions, don't we? And sometimes it doesn't work, and they have to do something a bit more authoritarian.
Well, that's Cass Sunstein has a book called Nudge. Did you know that?
I've come across Cass Sunstein, and that actually goes on in the centre of British government. They call the Nudge Unit. It's because the Cabinet Office, which seems to run the British economy now, it's got all these behavioural people in it. There are thousands on the Cabinet Office payroll now, and they're just all there to nudge people in a certain direction. To be able to do it just with things like taxation, didn't they? You know, the blunt instruments, you know. Now, more terrorising people. And it's all out in the open. They say, we need to scare people. We need to frighten them into compliance. The old, soft nudging didn't work. And now they're coming forward with a big baton.
The COVID-19 science table is the most powerful Politburo in all of Ontario. And big component of that is the behavioral unit.
Yeah, I really notice it. It's very similar to what's going on in Britain. They rolled out the same the behavioral program in Canada. Changing behavior with threats and... and that pastor, you know, the one who says, COVID-19! I think that's just so good.
Casey, Kenneth Copeland, yeah. I love that guy.
It's great, isn't it? Yeah, sometimes when I go cycling, I'll say to them, you know, when I'm in the middle of the night, I'll go, COVID-19! to myself, and nobody can hear.
I do it too. Yeah. He's so powerful.
You could be in your car. I don't have
president.
A car. You're driving along in the car.
Great...
COVID-19!
Kenneth Copeland would be a fantastic president. He's over 80 now, so it's a little too late for him, but.
Yeah,
he is fantastic. These televangelists are so powerful.
Yeah,
they've got all the hypnotics, mind control. They do it all.
Yeah. The only way I can get by in my household is by laughing at myself, saying I'm a super spreader. And I say, COVID-19 to my boy. And
funny. Are you watching Dollar Vigilante Jeff's videos?
Yeah, I like Jeff, yeah. I mean, it's always a plug for Bitcoin or Monero or something at the end, but I like him. He gets the system.
Well, he might be right about that. I agree with him that somebody else's digital coin could really disrupt the system, although they're not going to let that happen. They're going to make only their coin count.
It's a long way off before, you know, every Joe starts using Bitcoin to do all their transactions in their life. You know, it's not going to...
I don't know how far off it is. I don't know if it's that far off, honestly.
Well, unless we have a central government doing it, you know, for us with some sort of coin or, you know, dead coin. I don't think...
Love coin.
The younger people might want to do it, but I don't know about the older people. You know, they're not going to be cut out of society, I'm sure.
It's already happening in China. You got to look to China if you want to see the
Yeah. You wonder how quickly is it going to be rolled out. But I just wonder, is the Bitcoin, you know, part of the process? I mean, you know, I don't buy that. This Japanese Nakamoto, whatever he's called, who suddenly invented he was so clever, he invented the Bitcoin, and he just vanished. I mean, it doesn't make any sense at all, that. I've read the Wikipedia pages of this guy, and it's just nonsense. It doesn't make sense. Who's really behind this Bitcoin? Is it the same people who are running the whole show?
It could be a bank, J.P. Morgan.
Yeah. If you read up about this, what's he called? Nakamoto. He's going really to
Wikipedia. He's a mythical character.
Yeah, I know.
Bill Gates is too, I think. It's Steve Jobs, Wozniak, Paul Allen, all the mystery around these guys. Did you read the stories they're pumping out about Bill Gates that I posted on my blog? Him and making an arrangement with his former girlfriend? That's just,
I'm not interested in that.
Funny.
Just nothing is verifiable. It's just more media. It's just a big media story, isn't it? I think it's a good one. It's just created acres and acres of media coverage, and it's just I ignore it.
Yeah.
You remember, so when somebody brought it into a chat room, you know, I was listening to one of these shows. Oh, there's a guy in Britain who does good chats as well. He's called Hairy Cookie Monster. He's from the Midlands, and he's got a big long beard, a moustache. He really gets it as well. Very cookie monster. He does a show twice a week. And he seems to...
Where is that?
In Britain.
What platform?
He's on YouTube, but I think he may have had a ban.
Oh.
Okay,
if I put my nightly show on YouTube, it's struck down within a couple hours.
They're watching you then, aren't they?
I'm just wondering why is Cookie Monster off?
It's called Reality Chat or Hairy Cookie Monster. Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. Are you still there? But, you know, I don't see any... digest everything, and he's got a good grip of what's going on, and...
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
That's maybe where I heard about the Gates divorce. Somebody might have just put it in the channel, in the chat saying, you know, did you hear that the Gateses are getting divorced? I'm not interested in the Gates.
No.
Their private line is irrelevant, you know.
Well, it's part of the narrative. I just wonder why.
You have to look at Hairy Cookie Monster. Just to look at his face, you know, he's...
send me a link. Put it in the live stream show notes for me. I just like the word Cookie Monster.
Yeah, he might be called Cook, actually. I don't know what his real name is, but, you know, he may be called Cook, and then people called Cook are called Cookie, aren't they? And he really, He looks like a character out of the Victorian age. That's the reality chat. He's in one of those chat rooms in the reality chat. He's got another one called Hairy Cookie Monster. So like UK con. You've seen him, yeah? He's got this big, got this amazing beard, a bit like ZZ Top sort of beard. It's a good way with words as well. He's very literary.
Reality chat.
Yeah, if you go into reality chat, there's a couple of people called Pete in there, and then there's this guy.
He's got a good voice.
Yeah. They just talk about what's in the wind, you know, with at the moment, you know, with the... lockdowns and shutdowns, and it's a good way to get a grasp of what's going on, you know, if you don't read the mainstream news. Cookie. Now, I just want to see if I can find Hairy Cookie Monster.
I just played a tiny bit of it.
They just chat. So what's? Oh, it's called Sol Excalibur. That's it. Here we go. saw it. He does shows. Oh, there we are. You're here again. I'm not knocking him at all. I think he's really good.
Okay.
There he is, yeah. His voice, can you hear him? A good Birmingham Midlands voice.
No, I didn't. Well, I heard somebody. I just started playing that video you linked to.
Okay, right. All right. He's there anyway. But it's a good chat if you live in Britain. You want anyway, people want to find that.
Sounds good.
It's a good chat actually.
Is it British or World Affairs or what's he
British,
talk
yeah, British,
about?
Yeah, entirely British. Yeah, just talks about
what is he talking
sort of
everything.
Yeah, well, mainly the COVIDians and. Generally, that sort of thing.
Right.
I think it's the sort of things we're interested in.
Yeah, I think that's the best word for them, the COVIDians, huh? Yeah. The branch COVIDians.
Oh, no, they don't use that term, no. Did you see his picture, though? He looks great. Got a bit of a smoker's cough.
No, right? Let me look.
If you look at the Sol Excalibur, you'll see his picture. He's a very literate guy. He's got a very good turn of phrase.
Okay. Let me look at this.
Pictures on the front of Alex Calibra. This here is great, isn't he?
He looks
can
like... I've seen a lot of guys with that look. I just watched... I just posted on fakeologist.com/blog Mike Love, who did a really
the beach
good...
Boy.
No, this is Mike Love, a reggae guy. He did a really great audio that I heard from... Go find the others. So that was fantastic. And so he's got.
I've not had time to watch it yet. So you had it on your
and
webpage.
The other guy that looks like that is James Freeman. Do you watch James Freeman?
Yeah. I like James Freeman.
He's so smart, and he's smarter than every copper officially runs into, and he just lands these very deadly punches. Punches of knowledge against these officials, these tyrants.
Yeah. He's very polite as well. He doesn't rub them up the wrong way, does he? Just needles them a bit.
Well,
he
it depends who he's talking to. He'll tell a cop right to his face to F off. I can't imagine doing that. I really can't imagine saying
he
like
couldn't
that.
Do that in Britain, I tell you that. Couldn't happen. He doesn't get angry. He doesn't get angry, does he? It's all controlled and very smooth. And I like it when he just walks into a police station and starts saying he wants to get their records. You know.
Yeah. Just give me a sec here. I got to make a quick call. All right.
Just listening to the cookie doing his intro. I love his accent.
Well, I
he
have
detected
to
his Midlands accent, Birmingham area.
Adam? Oh, I gave it to the guy in there. All right, thanks. All right, I don't have anything much else to discuss. I think I'm gonna go back to listening to some of your suggestions, and I'm gonna start going back to listening to Go Find the Others. He has a great website. I'm gonna try and talk to him tonight. He has tons of material from the past. I often like listening to stuff from the past. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
But some of the stuff from the past is so good.
I like
and,
it. It's good when you realize how far advanced some of these people were. You know, we were...
I know.
They knew what was going in the wind way ahead of us. Some of us, anyway.
Yeah, he was doing a radio show in Kansas at night talking about all this stuff. And it was a big deal radio station, 100,000 watts, like I said to you. It's unbelievable. And they don't, I don't think they really are too worried about what people are talking about, even on these radio stations in the middle of the night, because they know the listenership's way down. But still, he tried to do it, a bit of it in the afternoon, but they, I don't think the people want it. It's not that it's being censored, but I don't think people want to hear it. They don't want to hear how their system
It's too awful to think about, isn't it, for most people, I think.
Yeah.
If you tell them what it's like, it's just too dreadful. Impossible. No, they just shut their ears to it, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Totally. They want to hear music and entertainment, and they don't want to hear anything counter to the narrative.
Too awful to contemplate, so therefore contemplate it. Even though we can just bring out black and white papers from official sources, you know, the sort of stuff that is not going to get you knocked off YouTube, you know, because it's coming from the World Economic Forum or the IMF or your government. That's the only way to do it, really. Just dig up what these bastards and criminals are basically putting out there in full view. People still don't want to hear it. Anyway, these are great times.
Oh, they don't. Well, they're exciting times, exciting times. There might be enough interest for me to, when I get pushed out of my job because I won't take the vaccination, hopefully I'll be able to maybe support myself doing just audio discussing all this. But, of course, there's tons of competition, so it might be interesting, but
If you want to build up a following, you know, on vintage cars or something, you can do, because nobody's going to censor it or, you know, try and block your PayPal account, you know. But, you know, if you're doing something like this, it's more... You're just going to get squashed all the time, aren't you?
And if that doesn't tell you there's a big problem when the financial intermediaries crack down, what if the bank starts seizing accounts?
When you have a digital currency, they can just sort of switch that off or your interest rates to a negative. They can do anything with you.
They could switch it off right now. Obviously, the Canadian dollar is not it's digital. It's all on digits, and I don't have any of the paper or plastic in my wallet more than pocket change. So if they blocked all that, we'd really be in bad shape. And it's their system, so they could do it.
Yeah. Try to use cash as much as possible. I know it all comes out of a digital number, you know. Some of the shops, they really do like cash, you know, and if the ones they're not bothered about masks, they'll have your cash, you know, so that's a good deal for me.
Right.
You don't have to wear the idiot mask, and, you know, I've got a good relationship with some people, you know, and you give them cash, they don't want to, they're not bothered.
Is that right? So you're able to get by a lot of these shops?
I get by. I haven't even got one of these idiot masks. I just choose where I go. Either not bothered or don't want to ask. There's a Costco branch in London, you know, because that's American, isn't it? And they have these massive queues of these idiots in masks waiting outside.
Is that right? You know Costco in London, huh?
Yeah.
It's
on a big road, and it's mainly like black people going there or ordinary, you know, people who are not very rich. And massive queues, because they won't let the people in the place, and they're all lined up in a mask outside, waiting to get in. strange thing. Costco.
I don't know how many branches there are. Right. It's all over North America.
It's just like
the nightclubs of the past. You know, they want to show lineups to stimulate demand, increase demand.
Yeah.
Seem like supply is limited. That's all
Costco.
It's all marketing. Yeah, Bill Gates or man Linda Gates is on the board of that.
Costco, mask required. Staff required to disinfect surfaces between visits. Safety dividers at checkout. You know, it's you wouldn't go in there. The last place I'd want to go, Costco.
Oh, where I work, one of the places I visit, they have a racking system where they put all the goods, and a guy comes in for 4 hours every day to wash the racks down. I don't know what he sprays on them, something toxic.
It's just insanity.
Here's the funny thing. Here's the funny thing. They won't wash the floor. Like, I've been complaining for years that the floor is so full of dust, it jams up all the forklifts because the dust gets in the radiator and blocks it up. And if you don't blow it out, the radiator stops functioning and the engine blows up. But they won't wash the floor. And I've said 100 times for years, you guys have to wash the floor every day because there's so much dirt and dust, it's actually dirty. And everything has a coating of dust on it. But they don't do that, but they'll literally, I don't know what they're putting. I got to ask the guy next time I see him, what exactly is he putting on this racking? Because it's got to be toxic. And he's in for 4 hours a day, every day. It's insane. There's a job that didn't even exist. A few months ago, that job didn't exist.
Yeah, it's a whole system built on fear of getting... and catching something. It's nonsense.
Yeah, now your fear should be touching the surface with whatever quat ammonia compound they put on it, because it's probably going to incinerate your fingertips.
Yeah. Every item you touch and put back in your... You don't like the fruit or whatever, you don't like the tin of beans, you know, it's got to be disinfected. Because you touched it. The corollary is we all wear rubber gloves all the time, so we don't touch anything. The next step, isn't it?
Right.
Mask on, then you have rubber gloves, then everything you touch.
Last year, the ultimate thing I saw was a guy came in, put on his rubber gloves, and then he came in and put hand sanitizer on the rubber gloves. That made me laugh hard. Because I said, do you realize that alcohol eats rubber?
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
I don't hear the music anymore.
Sorry?
Usually there's music under those words. I didn't hear any words.
No music. I'm going to let you fix that.
Something happened.
Right. I'm going to go in a minute.
All right. All the best. Yeah. Thanks for the donation, by the way. Very generous. Appreciate it.
It's been a long time. I've been in touch for a while, but in terms, you know, speak. I'm not really a great chatter in like a big group.
Oh, no, it's fine.
I like listening to the one-to-ones you do.
You like those?
Yeah, I really like it when you interview. I know it's your time, but you know, you interview somebody and it's really interesting, you know.
No, I appreciate that. I really appreciate you're a donor, you make great comments, you contribute to the forums. Pretty much you're the only one on the forums. so you do a lot.
I'm interested.
That's great. I appreciate
it. It's a great site. Yeah.
No, I appreciate all the work you do. No, I appreciate you a lot. Thank you so much. Very generous.
On that note, I'm going to go.
All right.
I'm going to go and have some Soylent Green food now.
Soylent Green, yeah, good man.
Yeah.
All right, take care.
Have insects. Bye.
Some grasshoppers. Chocolate. make them chocolate. I love dark chocolate, so I could eat dark chocolate ants.
Just radio on fakeologist.com.
Hello, everybody. Fakeologist.com, not IMR Radio, but fakeologist.com. I think other people will come on board as well. We were just talking in room 11 with lots of people. Babette, First Value, Linda Curtis, Mism, Purple Play, Resma Jeff, Tom Dopra, and Typo Error back. But Typo Error was interrupting a bit. So I will ask Linda, Linda, please share your key with the world. Because you have more listeners here, this is finally something interesting. I haven't listened to all the chat, so I cannot say if there is nothing interesting in there. Of course there is. So. But this topic is interesting. It's documenting where you come from, your ancestry. Linda has Native American, not Indian, Native American blood. Hello, Ev. Welcome. Welcome to your own show. Thanks for joining. I was just talking about what we're talking about in room 11. And can you get the ladies, please, on board without typo error, because he was disturbing the conversation we had. And we had an interesting conversation about your ancestry and Native Americans. Ep, are you there? Ep is muted, so he probably cannot speak, but he will. He wants to listen in. And I want to talk with Linda about the Cherokee and about what we know about them and who documented them and what else is there to know about them.
Hey, guys.
Fakeologist.com. Hey, Ep. Welcome to Fakeologist.com. Ep, the Fakeologist. I'm trying to get the people from room 11 to hear. I said we were so many in the room. I sounded like you. Hey, guys, let's go into the live stream. We were talking.
Gaia, can you hear me?
Yeah? You cannot hear me. Hello? Ep. Okay. Ep is coming back. That's good. He cannot hear me, apparently. Yeah, that's good. Hopefully they can hear him there. And he directs them into the live stream. Still no action in room 11. Everybody muted. Purple Play is talking. But she's not coming on air. She doesn't want to share with the
world.
Laura Mars.
The Phoenician.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
That's funny because Tom the Opera is in room 11. Oh, and my great friend Richard is also there. Yeah, Richard, now that we're on air, or I'm on air, I can at least share on air. You have to recognize self-knowledge what state you are in, and you cannot use your drunk state on top of your brain injury. You cannot use your brain injury either. It's not fair to use your handicap as a weapon, and especially not if you also abuse that with alcohol, one of the worst drugs there are, and especially combine that with medication, killing yourself, and you shouldn't lead conversations when you're drunk. And no one should. This is Fakeologist. Ask Ep and how he thinks about alcohol. So stop that. And then it's okay. If you don't stop that, it's not okay. And probably other people like JLB, Esoteric, and others have remarked the same. So we see the same things. So it's there.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com. Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
First up, I'm first. You're slow.
All right.
Welcome back for your own show, Ep.
Boogeyman, now I can hear Gaia. Because I have very sorry for my incompetence.
It's 5:30 now, listeners to fakeologist.com.
I got 6:30 here.
Oh.
Yeah, 6:30 over here.
We jump forward. I guess your time doesn't change there.
It never changes. Another Corona death in the background, as you can hear.
And we got Esoteric, and we got Dee Dee. Hi, guys.
Hi, Mr. Fakeologist.
Hello, Alan Watt.
Alan Dr. Fakeologist, right? Dr. Fakeologist.
Hi, folks. Hi, folks.
I'm Alan Watt. Hello.
Hi, folks.
Hello.
So, how you been, Mr. Fakeologist? What's going down?
I've been okay.
Good man.
I'm watching old people and their children fight over money.
In your family or someone else's?
In my wife's family.
Oh,
shit.
Really?
Yeah, it's quite interesting, quite entertaining. Nothing breaks up families more than
money.
Money.
Yep.
And a bad will. Lawyers are coming in, and more wills are being redrawn while people still have their brains, which won't be for much longer. Quite entertaining. Really takes up a lot of time.
Are they mutants? Are they mutants or are they humans?
Everyone's a human, and I can tell, but they're behaving badly.
Yeah, once the lawyers come in.
Are they vaccinated? That was my question.
Once the lawyers come in, then you're going to see that's when it gets nasty because they start feeding off the
yeah,
rivals.
I know.
That's what happened to me. I mean, the lawyer tried to suggest to my ex, she goes, the lawyer said, that's not enough. You can get a lot more out of this. And luckily she said, no, I don't think so. I don't really want to go and do that. But he tried his best to make her go for more money. And
well,
I said, what a nasty piece of work that is. So imagine if it was a deceased estate or something like that. They will fight over it and the lawyers will be the only one to have any money at the end of it.
I know, but as a third party that has a bias to it, I can see that it's already set up unequally. So if they're going to be unequal, I say go for it. If you want to fight, we'll fight.
Yeah.
And then no one will have any money, except, like you said, the lawyers. They don't care.
Yeah,
this is going on forever.
No. Yep, absolutely.
Why, you gotta put things down, write things down, and give it to a third party to administer and pay him 4%, even though it seems like a lot. They tend to be more impartial when they have nothing to do with it.
Yep.
Take their administration fee and... That's a good way. To me, it's a smart way to do it. But
yeah,
when you have the executor as a beneficiary, it can never be good.
No, absolutely not. And from experience, things can go, they always go pear-shaped, really. I don't think I've ever heard of a good result.
Yeah.
When lawyers get involved, that is. Because they feed off, look, just remember, a lawyer feeds off his client. And they don't feed off a good decision. They only feed off bad decisions. they want fighting to go on.
Usually, yeah.
I think so. Over the years. And so the kind of person that wants to become a litigation lawyer is a psychopath, I would say. Is a person that has they don't care about anything other than their own pockets.
Well, yes and no. There are good people in the world, Rick, that do good
things. No. Yeah, but they're not lawyers.
they might start off
That's
as lawyers.
That's a good quote, Rick. Thank you. Thank you, Rick. Thank you.
They're
good people in the world, but they're not lawyers. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people need advocates. Advocat is Latin for speak for somebody. And lots of people don't know how to speak.
Oh,
so they do need advocates.
Oh, I shouldn't be. Yeah, you're right. I shouldn't be so nasty on lawyers, but there are certain...
What are you going to do for those that can't speak for themselves? You have to advocate for them.
Yeah, that's true.
In Dutch, the word is advocate. Advocate is the word for Dutch for lawyer. In Dutch.
Right.
Is it?
Yeah.
Advocaat.
Dick advocaat, the trainer, the coach, is lawyer.
Latin word.
Lawyer.
Like all the other words.
Yeah,
Latin. Vocate is to speak.
That's why English is such a Latin language. I advocate, yeah. Right?
Oh, yeah. I was talking to someone about that the other day. I mean, if you can speak Latin or read Latin, you can speak almost any language, can't you, really?
Well,
you can fiddle your way through there.
I had only 3 years of Latin, but it helped me in learning Spanish, Italian. I had the school, I did, and I recognized in English how much of a Roman language English is, much more than Dutch or German or other Germanic languages.
Funny that it would be a Roman language, because that's where the system of control came from, wasn't it, the Roman Catholic?
They learned how to control.
Yeah.
They picked up the franchise.
Whenever this Roman Empire was, because I don't believe that this was in the year zero and so on. I'm on the flamenco train. I think it is, as I see it, it's like a fashion of the Renaissance, the early Renaissance that started with that. Yeah. I mean, look at these statues. These so-called Greek and Roman statues are the same statues as these Michelangelo statues, right? They have the same town and so.
Gaia, tell us about Colombia. What's happening there? We see shootings. We see Black Hawk down.
You inform me. I am completely oblivious to anything with that so-called happening. My world is my world and my view. You know it. That's it.
Can you see choppers getting...
Yeah, I just saw one, but it is like when I podcasted before the war already, there were many more choppers back then. So, but I had one chopper flying close to here, and so I had yesterday just some guy here on the street flying a drone. I never had that before, but just normal people like me and so. But the shops are open again. We're out of curfew and strict lockdown apparently, but that's it. But today I was in the elevator and there was a nurse coming in, he didn't want to talk with me. I asked him which floor he went, I saw him looking at me unmasked, of course, as the only one, right? And the signs in the elevator, you have to wear a mask and a maximum two people per elevator and all that shit. But it's fine. I mean, I don't care. I don't know what kind of nurse he was, of course.
So can you hear, is there any sign of, you know, riots and things like that, big ones, or is it just exaggerated?
Yeah, the thing is, there are protests everywhere in the world, and in the center, there are always protests and so. I haven't heard anything. I'm not going to the center. It's like 10 miles away or so, right? 15 kilometers, something, right? And I have my view to the north, right? You know, the balcony. So it's to the north, away from the center, even more. But there were protests here on the streets a couple of times, and it was all very... very orderly, and there was some police behind, and they were throwing some firecrackers below the bus station thing. Nothing really.
In Portland, it's the same too, because it's known for its protests,
hello.
And I live in the city.
Hi, Dee Dee.
Hey,
go ahead.
How are you?
Good. What's happening in Portland? You got a COVID report from Portland, Oregon?
What? Oh, you said COVID?
Yeah, COVID report. COVID.
It's a hub here with all, they made it like a Disneyland for COVID tests and stuff. There's like so many centers here. It's like one of the most, came like in our local newspaper, how many places you can get the vaccination and get tested.
No.
So they're very proud of it.
Are you saying that COVID's strong?
You mean like in the numbers? I don't even pay attention to it. I don't watch mainstream.
No, I'm joking around. You know how the cities
say
there's something strong after a PSYOP?
Yeah.
Boston strong, COVID.
I had a good chat to a physiotherapist yesterday. I went there with my knees. I've got issues with my knee. And she goes, all my new patients
LSG
come in when they tell me they've been...
I'm Rachel.
Connor Kerr.
I'm original simulant.
Robbie Parker.
This is O'Hallahan.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
Did you hear the music? I think there's something wrong with the bumper.
There's something wrong with the bumper because it just interrupted.
Yeah, the music is screwed up. I got to check into that. Sorry, go ahead, Rick. What was that?
Yeah, well, anyway, she's 100% on the whole thing. Totally organized. And she said that now that when people come and tell them they've been vaccinated, she puts a C on her notes to say contaminated. on any of these. Yeah, and she said to me, she goes, she's got clients coming in, bursting into tears because they're so stressed about everything. You know, old people mainly, you know, they're just so
right.
worried about what they're hearing on the news. So it's having a terrible effect, as we all know, on the normal poor old, you know, person that's listening to the news every day and listening to this doom.
Is that the nocebo effect? Nocebo, is that what that is?
I think so. It's like the Aboriginals and tribal places where you could point a bone at someone and they'd slowly die because they believe that that's what... And that's what this is, the same thing. I think you keep telling people you're going to get sick and, you know, something bad's going to happen and they'll be stressed and they'll get sick.
Right.
So, it's all not very nice.
It's Corona Voodoo.
Yeah, for sure. Corona Voodoo. Corona Voodoo. Good name. Good name for a band.
Corona Voodoo. It's sad, but...
Yeah, no, I just feel sorry for people that aren't cynics like us or, you know, aware like us. And I mean, I just don't have any time for this bullshit. And at no point do I feel stressed other than the fact that I feel terrible to see when I see so many people blindly following orders everywhere. It's terrible. That's the terrible part for me.
Really? It makes me feel stronger. It makes me feel much more confident in my decision to not go along with that. Really?
Well, yeah, maybe.
For me, the frustrating part is the people, like my friends and family that I've been close to that have basically, I guess, been giving me lip service the past 15 years. Like, to see some of them go back and get the vaccine or make excuses for this, you know, that's what's really hard for me because I obviously... You know, I thought that, you know, me being in their ear for the last 10, 15 years would have made an impact, but apparently...
Yeah, you wasted your time.
For me, it just filters out the... You just know them clearly. Before the mask, we were just blending in with them. For me, it's like a blessing, you know? Because the human I mean, they're the worst for themselves. I have respect for animals and human beings, to be honest with you. They're just terrible. You know, the way they think.
Well, an animal uses its instincts. The humans have had their instincts bred out of them.
Mm-hmm. They just become lazy.
You know,
they don't even want to think, like not even common sense. Just
exactly.
Just dependent
exactly.
on even if they're thinking with all the news. And it's very sad.
Servitude,
and,
right? Servitude.
I just hate living here, just watching them, like being around them, you know. Not that I feel like I'm different, you know. I just feel alone. The hardest part is your family, you know, the people that you thought were close to you. So.
Yeah, like my father got the vax. He's the one responsible for making me a skeptic a long time ago.
Nice shit. Yeah. Yeah, that hurts.
And he
hurts.
And he went out and
more,
got
vaccinated.
Right? Far out.
Yeah, that irony hurts even more.
Yeah,
but that's the thing. It's not wasted. And so, I mean, you cannot fight the dissonance that you have. I mean, you have awoken people in your environment. You have so much experience, right? I also have the same with my mother-in-law, right? I've shared it about you, my father-in-law with the moon landings and so. But it is impossible to fight the dissonance. People don't see the coherence of the system, that it's intrinsically evil and it's designed like the Animal Farm. I mean, they haven't read Animal Farm. It's that. That's the only thing, right? Or understood it, at least.
Sure. It's superficial for them. They're only going to check what's on the surface level. If it's not beyond that, then, you know...
They don't understand the foundation of things. The foundation of the psychological disorder of seeing other people as livestock.
Because for us, we could take it back to 9/11. A lot of this started, right? But it obviously goes way further back than that.
And that's what I was interested in, and a question I asked, and it was at least a good response, is the lessons from the Holocaust story. Because the people back then were living like we are living, and we were, let's say, the Jews who recognized that the Holocaust was fake during the Holocaust, right? That's how I see it, at least. I don't know how you see that. But we can learn from what happened then, and especially that there was so much more resistance back then, that is simply not documented, because what we get in history is
right.
What we know is fake news now, though, right?
I mean, exactly. Yeah. You don't realize, like, there were, like, kind of like the moon landing. I'm sure there were a lot of people that called BS, like, almost immediately.
But even documented, I think in 1971 or so in England or UK, they did a survey and 60% or so didn't believe it or something.
Right.
Even in the mainstream,
the guy who hung a lemon in there, like he, I don't
yeah,
know, they killed
that
him.
Is an, that is an interesting thing because that's Apollo 1, Gus Grissom, that is his nickname. But the thing is, what they claim in these conspiracy videos and YouTube videos, it is wrong. I cannot believe that.
Right.
Because
I don't think it was 60%.
Okay, I could be wrong, but thanks. About Gus Grissom, I remember a 60% thing. It was not maybe England, something. Okay, Gus Grissom, he was allegedly a chemical engineer, chemically trained by the military, anything. Well, you don't need to be that even. You don't step into a 100% oxygenated chamber. That's suicide. You don't do that. So... The story that he did that, it doesn't make any sense. It cannot be true. That must
was
be
Gus
bad.
Grissom
he,
the guy that hung a lemon? Was Gus Grissom the astronaut hung the lemon on the thing and said that this has got more chance of landing on the moon than this thing? And then he died in the fire? Or was
no,
it a car
he
crash?
fake.
He hit by a train.
Fake. It was on Holocaust Day, 27th of January. It is all symbolic, right? It's fake. Like I say, a chemical engineer, a high school student knows that you don't step into a 100% oxygenated environment. That's suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So a chemical engineer who becomes an astronaut, I mean, they're not going into space anyway. So why not fake a death of the so-called guy who so-called called out bullshit, right? It's part of the story, part of the narrative. It's like a movie, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it was definitely nothing landed on the moon, so...
that's my point. It is impossible. Using their own model, right? I'm not inventing another model. Using their own model against their story, it's impossible to go into space. Ever.
Yep.
Because whatever gravity is, whatever holds all the celestial bodies together, the moon, the planets, the sun, the things we can see, right? Not so-called small moons of Saturn that I think are invented and so on, but right, things that we can observe with our own eyes. Whatever holds it together is so fucking huge and big that it is ridiculous to think that some simple astronaut in 1969, whatever it's 1957, can design something on paper to go against all the orbits that are defined by whatever gravity is, whatever force there is, that the force of the cosmos, whatever it is.
Yeah. Yes, I'm not a science person, but you just got to go with your gut.
Yeah, that's it. You don't need science to. It's just the concept of. I mean, think about all the moon is big, the sun is big, whatever, how big it is, doesn't matter. It's huge, right? All these things, how that works together. I mean, there are models that describe it, astronomy, right? It works. You can predict solar eclipses and lunar eclipses. Flat Earth still cannot do that. So, right? Whatever
apparently
it is, it is huge. It's Gaia. It's divinity. It's bigger than us. It's God, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. It's definitely bigger. There's no doubt about that.
And that's the nuke hoax. The same thing, right? It is the claim that they can destroy the Earth with bombs as well, right? The same with the nuke hoax. This grandeur that it's alchemy that they it's Satanist alchemy or something, right? That they can they're stronger than God.
It's part of this whole sun worship. It's part of the whole sun.
Well, we are all sun worshippers, right? We're all sun worshippers.
Yeah, but the whole atomic bomb thing, even the imagery was the sun. They used the sun sunrise sped up and slowed down on the fake nuke footage. So it was all there in front of your face, you know.
And it's also a precursor to now, the invisible monster.
Yeah. Yeah, like if you watch that movie, The Forbidden Planet, that kind of reminds me.
Ah, yeah. Long time ago.
That was The Tempest, Shakespeare's The Tempest, put into a science fiction movie. I don't know if you're aware of that one, but that's what it was. And the monster was the id, this invisible monster. It was a great special effects for a 1956 movie, 1950.
Yeah.
I think it was mid to late 50s. Okay. But I thought that one of the 1956. Special effects for its day. And the invisible monster that came and killed everyone. There's a lot in that, put it that way. And if Shakespeare was written by Hamlet, by Bacon, Sir Francis Bacon was one of the main writers of Shakespeare's plays, you'll find there's a lot of stuff in that. Not so much the movie, but at the movie and the Tempest written by Shakespeare.
The name Shakespeare, yeah.
So, I think it basically comes down to spell casting, right? Like all these books, obviously it can be used for good as well. But
big time.
Basically, you're casting a spell on people.
Well, that's right. And that's right. And the whole the atomic bomb thing was definitely casting a spell of doom.
This is the podcast against spellcast.
For sure.
Nice.
Sorry,
Rick, you're breaking up on my end. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Actually, I better go because I'm working, so I shouldn't be talking anyway. No.
Anti-spellcast broadcast.
Anti-spellcast broadcast. Good speaking, Boogeyman. Is it Boogeyman? Were you the guy I listened to on the show that had a radio show, an FM show? You were interviewed with...
Are you talking about Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've been listening to stuff. But, yeah, okay, cool. I'll speak again at some stage.
For sure. Good talking to
you. No worries.
Thanks, Rick.
Alrighty, still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, nice. So what's the weather like down there? Is it nice and warm?
No, that's the thing. You don't understand. I don't blame you, but you don't understand what Bogota is. Bogota is the biggest city at altitudes above 2.5 kilometers. So it's literally it's Denver. You know, Denver is the 1 mile city.
Yeah, the mile high city.
Mile high city, yeah. I've been there, and Bogota is exactly 1 mile plus 1 kilometer.
Wow!
So it is always fresh here. It's like you're in Kansas, right? I heard.
I'm in Ohio.
You're in Ohio. Okay, yeah, Ohio, May and Ohio May and Ohio October. That is how it is here all year round.
Oh wow! Well, almost perfect. And it was like September, because I feel like here September is
just September
spot. Like, well, September.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, but you can get really
75.
Yeah, yeah, that is how it is here. But you can still get in September to 90 or so, right? That is possible.
Right.
And that is not possible here. That's the thing. It will never get warmer than 23, which is like 76 or something, 77. I don't know.
Wow. I think I maybe found the place I've been looking for. I've been looking for a place where it's like 70 all year round, basically.
Well, the thing is, you get bang for your buck because you live here. And the thing is, I used to live last year. It was really tragic, but below the poverty line, and I survived, but barely. So that's not recommended. But you can live with a very modest amount here in the city and in the countryside even more. But the thing is, I haven't been out of Bogota, and I don't know how it is outside and how easy it is to go unmasked, because I now go, I have my own ways here, and I can go unmasked everywhere, and everybody just accepts me and so, and that's really good, because everybody else is masked here. That's what you have to understand.
Excuse my ignorance, but where are you in relation to Medellin? Because I can picture where Medellin is.
That's about 6 hours, six, 7 hours driving from here.
South of you?
No, north. Northwest.
Right, because that's where...
I'm in Bogota.
In the northwest of the country.
Yeah, I'm in Bogota, which is like the center of the country.
Oh, okay.
And I'm looking north, and the thing is, so you know Colombia, nice, a bit, at least for the geography. Have you been to Medellin, or how do you know Medellin?
Just from maps, you know, like I was actually just going over some South American maps. Just, I was looking at
bunch
of different maps, but I was looking at how it is positioned in relation to Central America, and we've got Brazil right there.
That's cool. You're into maps. That's cool. That's good to hear. Me too.
Very much.
I like.
You know, basically the map, if that's how they kind of got us in this web, right? Is that like we go by their maps, right? It's like part of the discussion Saturday, we were talking about, you know, is there more land, right, that they're hiding from us? And I think the chances of there being more land are really good because.
That could be. I don't know. I've traveled quite a bit. I don't know. But the thing is, a map is a representation of reality, right? The map is not a train, right? It's a representation. It's a model, right? By definition.
So do you buy into the, like, Antarctica being what they say it is? You don't think they're hiding anything down there?
They're hiding, of course, a big continent, but... the only thing is, I know one former colleague of mine and friend of mine, he did field work in Antarctica, but not on the peninsula, which is the most accessible piece, but in the German part, let's say. It was never officially German or so, but in the German part, where he published his maps and so on. I saw his maps and so on. Yeah, I mean, I believe he has been there. I have no reason to doubt that he has been there. Been with him to Iran and so, and to other countries, so to Malaysia as well. Of course there is a lot to hide and so, and I don't believe there are satellites, and I think they use planes for Google Maps and Google Earth and so, and you can see that, Google Earth, you can see that because it says Airbus and Boeing, you know, it's very simple. So they're not flying over Antarctica. So whatever we see on Google Earth, it must be invented or so, right? I mean, it's not mapped. So there is land there, whatever there is on their ice, whatever it is, there is land there and so on. Yeah. But sure. I believe in the general shape and how that is, because you can sail there. It's not like there's a fence around it. And yeah, there's military control with access points and so, but of course, but if you have a, if
so
you want to prove it, then get friends together. Get us, of course. That is the only shape possible. The only shape possible is a convex sphere. There's no other shape possible, and that's.
So why do we only see the one side of the moon?
But that makes that it cannot be flat, because then you should see the underside and the backside.
Oh, I'm not saying it's flat. I'm not
hollow or concave, same thing, and that's the only three shapes.
Well,
it can only be concave. Convex or flat. There's no other shape possible. That's the only three shapes.
What about no shape? What if it's a realm, right? Like kind of like
no shape.
Like,
I mean, sorry. I mean, like a plasma or something that's
no. Like me and you are in the video game right now, right? Me and you are having a conversation in San Andreas, the video game, right?
Yeah.
Now it would be foolish for us to argue the Earth, right? When we're in the game.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
I wear my face mask when I walk, so I can make sure I'm really smart.
Thank you, Felicet, as well. Thank you, Felicet and Ed, but we were just positioning ourselves in GTA San Andreas. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take GTA 5 because I played it and San Andreas,
sure.
I couldn't. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're
okay.
In,
we're in GTA 5. Yeah, Los Santos.
Right. So it would be silly for us at that stage of the game to, no pun intended, or pun intended, I should say, for at that stage of the game, it'd be foolish for us to argue about the shape of it because we're in a game, like we're in a realm, right?
Yeah.
So maybe,
but that is
so
a man-made thing. I don't see reality as we live in, nature as we live in. I try to be as much outside of the clown world as possible. I don't see that as man-made, so I don't see the comparison in that, the analogy.
Do you think, well, here's the thing, do you think that...
Do you believe in that we live in a simulation or something?
Are you a creationist, or you just think that we just kind of, we exploded and then everything just happened?
I don't have any idea so far back. I would say Gaia is divinity. That's why my name is Gaia. Is divinity, right. Is the connectedness of it all, the universe, the planet Gaia, Gaia, and everything around us.
So it's not an
it's connected,
essence,
and
right?
That is so. Gaia created herself. Let's say, I mean, it, and but absolutely, evolution is a thing. Evolution is in everything. I cannot unsee evolution. Absolutely, that is. I ask people. Okay, what about an alternative explanation then? And then they come with the Bible. And sorry, I cannot take any fakeology seriously. Who comes with the Bible as a basis for something?
We don't
more than good quotes. And so,
we don't
I mean,
have to go there. We could go there some other time, but we don't even have to go there for this in particular exercise, right? Let's just say, okay, let's just say evolution is true, right, for the sake of this argument, right? That still doesn't mean that something isn't responsible for putting this in motion, right? Like a so-called
Gaia.
Intelligent
Gaia.
Design.
Gaia. Yeah, I mean,
sure.
if you
want to attribute it to Gaia, that's fine. It doesn't matter for the sake of the exercise, right? The sake of the exercise
but
is that there was purpose,
the thing.
There was intent,
it's the same
right?
thing. You're saying the it same was, thing. A biologist recognizes the divinity of Gaia and calls it science, and someone else calls it intelligent design. It's the same thing. It's just different words for the same thing.
I think there's if you're going to subscribe to that idea that Gaia purposefully made or created these
now purpose is a human projection. Purpose, nature doesn't have purpose. Nature is it evolves naturally. It's organic.
Oh, but they have
it
purpose.
Is not it's
the
not
birds,
the end purpose.
The birds and the bees have a purpose, right? They're doing things on purpose. There's a reason, and there's you can see if you take the time to study any particular animal, you'll see that they in fact do have a purpose.
But
when the
reason is something different. Reason is human, but
I'm saying purpose, not reason. Like,
but what other purpose do they have other than being and growing and organically evolving based on?
Based on what
Gaia puts around us.
That's an easy one. I can answer that. It's easy. I mean, basically, to raise up the youngins, and you feed them and teach them the ways of you know.
Yeah, to evolve, to create. Exactly.
But that's a purpose.
That's the same thing.
That's
creation and evolution. Exactly. That's what they're doing. Yeah. They're using their environmental factors to procreate,
procreate,
and evolve. Evolve.
Creation and evolution
it's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. It's just giving different names to the same phenomenon. That's the thing. Every birth is creation. Every mutation, evolution, is creation. It's the same thing.
But just because I have a son, right, and I don't have any children, but if I have a son and I played part in creating him, doesn't mean I'm the creator, right? Like
you and your wife were given Gaia's creation, let's say. Gaia gave
sure.
you the,
well, like
let's say you can approach it very scientifically or very spiritually, right? They gave you the spiritual permission to procreate, let's say, or by your biological way or the physical
way
or whatever.
I think there's only one way to approach this, and that's with the scientific method.
That is one way to approach things, but that's the thing.
The only way.
No, that can only
figure things out. Like if you want
to. No, because the scientific method can only work in a certain realm where it's allowed to work. That's the thing. You cannot prove.
Science.
You cannot scientifically prove that God or exists or doesn't exist. I try to do my best with Gaia, but because it's not.
You don't have to.
It's outside of the scientific realm.
Yeah,
I agree.
Right?
I completely agree with that. But from a science, if you're in the scientific methods world, you can only apply these laws there, right? There's a spiritual world above that. It is not bound to laws of scientific method and other, right? There are signs of divinity everywhere. Deja vu, synchronicity. Lucid dreaming,
Okay, so, but you get my
visions, right?
Back to what I was talking about with the moon, right? That's why we started talking about this, right? You're saying, oh, it's got to be this shape or that way. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah, it has to be. Because
it doesn't have to be one
of those
shapes. It doesn't have to be concave.
It has to be because that is the laws of Gaia with geometry, right? Gaia's matrix. And you don't need any advanced science, just basic high school science, not scientism, not all this Einsteinian overprint. No, just basic high school science, geometry, is enough to establish that the Earth can only be a convex sphere. I will explain how you can establish that. Have you traveled to different latitudes? Yeah, I try to teach you something about where you live. It is absurd that you don't know where you live, man. That's really something, that's a psychosis. It's not good. You have to understand that you live on a convex sphere because that's the only shape possible. It's craziness if you don't know where you live, you see?
Okay.
That's
okay.
Craziness. That's part of craziness.
Okay. I heard you the first time you called me crazy, okay? You don't have to tell me 5 times I'm crazy, okay?
Okay, let me explain. Right. Let me explain.
One time's enough.
Let me explain.
One time.
No, I don't call you crazy. I don't call you crazy.
Can we go back and forth?
If you don't know where you live, that is craziness. That's true.
Can you stop saying that? Like you said it 5 times.
Yeah, okay, fine. Let me explain. The Orion test. It's a simple test.
You're going to talk over me more. Okay, all right. I guess I'll just...
No, I try to explain to you where you live, man. I try to help you, teach you something. What the fuck? The Orion test, yeah? You live in Kansas, you see Orion coming up, mostly straight up, but already tilting. I see Orion coming up sideways. In the southern hemisphere, you see Orion coming up upside down. That phenomenon can only exist on a convex sphere. There is no other shape geometrically possible. That means whatever the Earth is, we live on a convex sphere. That's how it is.
Okay.
It's stupid to deny that.
So is it,
we
is
can
it
see
rotating?
That with our own
is
eyes.
Is the Earth rotating? Is it moving? Spinning?
There are different models possible in the cosmological sense, but there's nothing to do with the shape of the Earth.
I'm just asking.
That is two different things.
The Earth is spinning.
I've heard your question.
Okay.
The thing is, those are two different. What the fuck? Am I in an interrogation? So answer it. What the fuck? I will come to your question.
That's what you didn't answer the first one.
Which one?
Why do we only see the same side of the moon? I'm 37 now, and I've only seen the one side of the moon.
Exactly. And the only way possible to explain that is in a convex sphere model, and that's the only... the thing is, the cosmological models, there are three models.
So you're going to answer the question.
Let me explain. You ask the question, and you don't want me to explain it. What the fuck?
Do. Go ahead.
Hear me out. There are three possible cosmological models, geocentrical, heliocentrical, and geoheliocentrical.
Really? There's only three. Isn't that suspicious?
There's three models presented to us that somehow predict what is going on.
That's all there is, right?
I don't know. If you have a better model, come with a better model. Hey, listen, I was the one who reviewed letter by letter Tycho's book of Simon Shek. So if you come with a better model, then I'm all ears. The Tycho's.
Oh, my God. You need to really listen to the audio from Saturday. But look. I said you need to listen to the audio from Saturday. But
have
look,
you read the Tycho's? Have you studied the Tycho's?
Yes. Okay, look.
You have. Look. What is your opinion about Simon Shek's work?
Never,
I mean, he put work into that.
That's my question. Why do we only see the one side of the moon when they're saying that it's rotating?
Why?
They're saying that the Earth is rotating and the moon is rotating. We should at some point see the
No, that can only happen if they are tidally locked, and that explains how it works.
No,
indeed.
Oh, so it's tidal lock. That's your explanation. Okay.
That is the mainstream explanation. And that explains it. I explained, right? I mean, if you have a better explanation, I'm all ears. You don't have a better.
Like,
I mean, you'll find
laughable.
It suspicious that
no,
there is only
laughable.
One, there is one explanation,
the
but you don't come with a better one. I mean, what is this?
That's just bullshit, dude. You're going to tell me I haven't come with a better model when you have been talking the whole time.
Hey, come with a better model for why we see only one side of the moon. Why do we see only one side of the moon? Come with a better model. That's the only thing I asked. Wait, what is the best? Okay.
The Grand Theft Auto model. The Grand Theft Auto model.
You seriously want to take a video game as an explanation for a physical thing we see every day? What the fuck? Are you nuts?
I'm not saying that's what's going on.
You're fucking nuts, man. This is craziness.
You know, the name calling. All
you use a man-made video game to look at
all
God. Are you crazy?
Name call. All you can do is name call. It's very obvious that you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Clearly.
You talk about a video game as an explanation for what the moon does. What the fuck? Are you crazy?
The nature of reality is holographic, my friend. Like, I don't know what...
Okay, prove that then. That's your claim. Prove that then to me.
That's clear, like your eyeball.
That's clear. That's not an
eyeball and your brain. Your brain and your eyeball. How that works, that proves it right there for you. That's all I got to say.
I'm all ears. I'm all eyes. Explain
it. Brain. Do you know how your
my
brain
eyeball
and
my
interact?
Make that reality is holographic.
Image to you get an image, right? It's your brain
but how,
and your
how
eyes
come,
working
how
in
come,
conjunction with each other, right? It
yeah,
projects
how,
an image
yes,
like a hologram.
Yes, it does.
So there you go.
No, not like a hologram. Sorry, that's your word. Not like a hologram. It projects. Not like a hologram. That's your word.
Regardless.
No,
you know what I'm
but
about.
Explain to
you know
me.
What I'm
explain
about.
To me.
You know
explain
exactly
to me. Explain, please, to me how I can interact with my Molly, seeing the same things.
So I don't understand the question.
How can I interact with Molly, my dog, and we see the same things? How is that possible? If it's only a holographic thing in my eyes.
Same reason you can look at a dang TV screen and see the same thing.
That makes the TV an holographic thing? What? No?
Well, there's not actually, when you're looking at a TV, like over the jungle or the Amazon or something, that you're not really in the Amazon, right? Like, you're not looking at the Amazon, right, in the screen.
No, I'm looking at
a
man-made projection.
Sure,
yeah.
It's a projection.
It's man-made. It's
really
man-made.
You can't grab a leaf off of the tree that you see.
No, but it's man-made. I don't understand how you can compare a man-made thing to reality, to Gaia, to whatever we are in.
Who's to say that this isn't made by some entity that's more advanced than man, right?
But
there's not a possibility
but
in your world, right?
That is Gaia. I mean,
in your world. There's only three
possibilities
in your world.
No, there's no, not my world,
world.
Not my world. No, no. In the world. In geometry is not my world. I'm not the owner of geometry. Gaia is the
Everyone
owner of geometry.
Everyone has different perspectives.
No, yeah. There is no different perspective
right
on the same shape. That is the thing. That is stupidity. That confused
sure,
you. That mind controls you into questioning your reality. That is craziness, man. This
and
is really crazy.
Okay, can you please stop interrupting
no,
me?
No, but the thing is that
mind
controlled you, man. This
you're
is sick. This
over
really
me
sick.
You're talking over me. I didn't have this problem. If you go look and listen to the audio,
Gaia, you don't keep calm. Keep calm.
I'm calm, but I'm...
I've never had this problem with anyone else but you.
Yeah, well, I'm totally agnostic. I'm totally agnostic. I've got this. I'm happy to listen to both. Anything these days other than... I like both flat, round. My one was, what was the one I thought? Toroidal sphere. I like that one. That was a good one.
No, there's only three possibilities, dude. I don't know where the heck
geometry. That is not me saying that. It's geometry. It's Gaia's
law. No. There's more possibilities out there than three, obviously. Come on now.
Then explain them. Then come with a model. Come with an explanation.
I just gave you
a video game. Sorry, that is not a serious explanation. And then you snuff about Tycho's. Simon Scheck put 5 years at least into
that's
coming
a
with
joke.
A model
that's
that works.
A joke. And he threw
a joke. You call
first.
Something a
that's
joke
clearly
when you
on
when you
he did that on purpose. It's clearly retarded.
It's
retarded.
Retarded purpose.
Yes.
You use a video game as an example and you call someone who studies something retarded, sorry?
Is name call. That's all you got.
You just
call.
Called Simon Scheck's work retarded, man. Who is name calling
it
here?
It is.
Why?
It is.
Why?
On purpose. He's smart. He should know better. It's suspicious.
Why is this retarded? Explain that. It's your claim.
Okay. Look. Again. Why do we see the same side of the moon? Why can we never see the other side of it? You're saying it's tidally locked. That's ridiculous. That's like saying,
okay, that model is ridiculous. Fine, come with a better model. Come with a better model.
Atta's photo at the bottom of the pile of rubble in lower Manhattan, right? And that's basically the same thing as saying, oh, it's tidally locked, right? Like, it's just a big coincidence.
That is ridiculous.
You only see the same side.
Okay. In your opinion, then, if I can summarize, in your opinion, we can only see one side of the moon because we are in a video game?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, what is your explanation, then, for why we see only one side of the moon?
Because there is only one side of the moon. That's why we only see one side of it.
It's like a flat dish.
Ooh, it's stupid simple, isn't it?
Huh? Is it like a flat dish?
Is it
like a flat dish?
Because you only see one side.
But there's no shape with one side to it. Which shape is there that has one side to it? Sorry.
There's no picture of the curve, okay? So there is no curve.
No, we cannot go high enough. We cannot go high enough. Stop that. We cannot go into space. Sorry, we cannot go into space.
There is only one side. There is no curve.
There is one. Which shape? Sorry. Sorry, boogeyman. Which shape in the world has only one side?
In the world?
Which shape is out there that has only one side?
Look, does a rainbow have... Is there a bottom of the rainbow?
A rainbow doesn't exist.
Rainbow?
A rainbow is a phenomenon. An optical phenomenon. It's an optical phenomenon. Sorry.
It doesn't exist, but you see it. It's the same with the moon. The moon is the same. Like, you're saying it doesn't exist, but you've seen a rainbow before, dude. So what the hell are you...
No, but a rainbow is a temporary phenomenon with reflection. Come on. The moon is there every night. What the fuck? What is this, man?
You see it, though, right? You see it, right? You said
you
it
see
doesn't
it.
Exist,
yeah,
but it's there.
Have you looked at the moon?
So
okay, question. Have you looked at the moon through a telescope?
You see, but the rainbow.
Have you
just
looked
exist.
At the moon? Have you looked at the moon through a telescope?
I'll agree.
The rainbow doesn't exist.
Guy,
but you see it, all right? Okay.
Hey, Guy, I've spent a long time looking at the moon, and there's definitely a thing up there that looks like a big floating rock to me. And that's after years of looking at
the moon. If you look at the moon through a telescope, and you zoom in more, you see more the rigidity of it. Why Apollo bullshit? You see,
it's
black and white. It's harsh. It's rigid. It's rock. It's not some plasma. It's not some hologram bullshit. Right?
A tree on TV, right? But that doesn't mean that.
TVs and holograms are things put into our minds. In the now, hundreds of years ago, people were looking at the moon.
Bring you this important message.
I'm listening from Burkina Faso, Western Africa, and you are listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com. Fellow Africans, please join in and let your critical minds be heard.
Well, who was that?
Beautiful Africans, speak up. We have an African lady.
So a rainbow doesn't exist, huh?
But a rainbow is just water vapor where there's light reflecting on it. But the moon is a solid object for sure.
Yeah,
guaranteed.
Yes,
I've spent
really?
definitely.
Have you looked at the moon, boogeyman, through a telescope? Have you looked at the moon through a telescope?
It's a solid object, man. There's no doubt about that. It looks like
it's
a floating rock.
Solid object because it looks like a solid object.
Have you looked at it yourself, boogeyman? Have you looked at it yourself?
Of course, I've looked at it. Come on, dude.
Through a telescope. Through a telescope.
Did you come from John Le Bon's site? Did you come from John Le Bon's site?
No, I've been here way before he even thought about 9/11 being a hoax.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I do think though the moon is definitely. From my many, many years of observation of it, it's a thing.
But you
it's not a hologram.
Observate the TV too, but that doesn't
but you know,
it's
man-made.
Come on.
You can't compare a TV. You're getting into this whole, we're living in a simulation bullshit, which is total Mandela effect. You don't believe in that, do you, as well?
Really?
You believe in Mandela effect?
It's mind control. It's making people crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's Mandela effect.
So you name call and then you say
that's not
I'm
name
calling. Guy. I don't subscribe to the Mandela effect at all.
It's the advanced Stephen Hawking bullshit. Advanced part of it.
Throw that out there as if I subscribe to. Like, don't.
No, but if you're saying the moon's a hologram or it doesn't exist.
I'm not saying that.
Okay, well, it's a solid object as far as I'm concerned.
I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Retarded, and that's
solid.
Not fair.
Like,
you cannot call.
It looks solid.
But you cannot call
Simon's work, we don't do it because of that.
Gaia,
that's really
Gaia,
bullshit.
Gaia, Gaia.
You cannot do
Paul,
that.
Don't.
Yeah, but he cannot do that.
If he doesn't even say something,
you cannot go now. No,
it can say anything you want.
You can call it. No, logically you cannot call it. You can call it anything you want. But logically you can call it something else, but not retarded. What is retarded about it? Explain that then.
Tycho's motto?
No, that's just a slur. That's not. He just mean it's actually retarded. He's just saying it's
right.
Stupid.
You can listen back to the audio.
You got to understand. English guy. This is just being. This he's just using a term. Retarded.
Yeah, and
you're being too scientific. Because he doesn't like it.
But you don't even study it yourself. That's not fair.
But you don't know that. That's what you're coming from.
You don't know that.
You're
talking about a fucking video game as an explanation, man. How can I take you seriously?
You're saying I didn't study it, but I did. So you're wrong. Off the bat.
Okay, come with a good explanation for things then, but you don't. If you have studied something, then you would show that, and you don't. Come with a fucking video game. What the fuck, man?
That's just an example, dude. I'm not saying that we're in a video game.
Yeah, don't take everything too literally, guy.
Exactly.
That's your problem.
He's doing it on
you take everything too literally, and you annoy people so much, they don't want to talk to you. So you got to let
exactly.
people...
He's doing it on purpose.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
I ask the questions that need to be asked.
He's just a scientific type. He's a logical scientific type, and it's very frustrating if you use a word that you're like, you know, retarded, which I would say, yeah, I understand what you mean, but he'll try and break it down that you've said something that was actually, had a birth defect of some form. Using the word, but that's not how serious
I take that word. But he calls someone who studies this dumb or stupid. Other words for
that.
Other words like that. I mean, you look.
It's just an offhand.
Okay, let's use the word. You look down upon it. You look down upon it. Why?
Was dumb or stupid, dude.
You look down upon it. Why?
But I never said that, though. You just make
it retarded in looking down upon it. Retarded in looking down upon it.
He's entitled to look down. If he doesn't...
I ask why.
Something stupid,
he's entitled to anything. I ask why.
Right. But you're not entitled to put words in my mouth, dude. And that's what
you're
doing.
And Guy, aren't you the one... Guy, you're the one that pulled his Tycho's thing to pieces. You may as well have said that was retarded.
Listen, Rick, you haven't followed the whole evolution of Simon's work and my views on that.
Really? No, I haven't, but I know about his work.
Yeah, you're wasting your time, you're not going to discuss things and without jumping in, you know, and breaking down what people say. It's just a frustrating chat when you've got to let people keep talking. Don't.
I'm still listening.
You've pulled Simon's work to pieces.
He asked questions. I answered questions. And I asked questions. I don't get an answer.
We'll let him pull.
Issues like this Saturday. Funny how that works, isn't it?
We're all different. That's the
No.
Well, you're a troll.
You've got to let them pull.
I'm a troll. Oh, really?
You and everybody else. You're a troll. That's the difference.
I and everybody else are trolls. Okay.
No,
that's
you
crazy.
Are a troll. Everyone else is not on here. You are.
Oh, I'm a troll. Okay.
Yes. Because you put
really?
Words in my mouth just to make your
no,
argument.
Because,
no,
it's not a troll.
I don't get any answers, so I look for different words.
Go on.
Let him answer. Let him answer the question.
Let him answer the question.
That's the whole
solution. You're
telling
him to let me answer when you wouldn't let me answer shit, except for
answer.
When I do
we are live on air. Answer, man.
You just start ridiculing me. You don't let me answer anything. Pretty obvious to see.
Okay, what is your motto why we only see one side of the moon, then? That was because it has only one side. Which shape has one side? No answer.
A rainbow has
a rainbow.
One side to it, right? Like, as far as you can see in the sky, like, there is no, like, it's just your eyes.
A rainbow is reflecting on droplets. They have
right,
all
so
different sides. They're curved,
you, right?
So they have all different sides.
So
it's
your eyes playing tricks on you, right? That's what a rainbow does, right?
No, it's not the eyes playing tricks on. It's the reflection. It's the angle under which the sunlight refracts from the water droplets.
Using your eyes.
Yeah, or my camera lens.
It's a prism. It's a prism, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a yeah, indeed. That's how it refracts.
Absolutely.
How it refracts or so. But how
there,
it, But it is not a comparison to the moon, which we see all the time. The rainbow is temporary.
And the moon, for if you plant plants and you do, you're into, you know, the proper planting and growing things, the moon's incredibly effective on that. And a rainbow has no effect on anything. So the moon's gravitational,
it's
whatever.
It's clones during the waxing moon as opposed to waning.
Yes.
Clones?
Yeah, clones of plants.
Okay.
Like, it's better to do it during the waxing moon, allegedly.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, and if you want females, you do it on the waning moon, I think, if you're germinating seeds or something. There's a whole lot of stuff out there, and I do believe in it, because most horticulture, you get the almanac books for gardening, and they have all the moon.
Here's the thing for me. The moon is a big mystery to me, right? I don't claim to know what it is. To me, it's one of the most fascinating mysteries we still have left, right?
Yeah.
I agree. It does look solid, you know, but I can't fully commit to it being solid because...
Hey, nobody can, because we cannot go there. We cannot check it out.
So there. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to be dogmatic in this, but, you know, only three possibilities is pretty dogmatic.
No, in shape. That is not... That's the shapes of things. But, no, the thing is...
there are other possibilities.
The effects of the moon...
I don't
the moon
know
and,
what it is, right? But that, look, I think that's the most intellectually honest thing you can do.
But about
say,
the shape
look,
of the Earth, that's the thing. The shape of the Earth we can establish with our own eyes. That's the point I'm making. That's the most important. And that's what Flat Earth, mass psychosis Flat Earth has done, has confused people where they are fucking living. And that is really tragic. That's really,
when do
really,
we observe the curve?
No, because we cannot go high enough. There's no space travel possible. That's not. We cannot see the curve. That's not possible. We can only see the effects of the curve, which is sunset, moonset, moonrise, sunrise.
You do realise this is going to go nowhere. You know, this is going to go nowhere. So no point in even arguing.
I know.
You're wasting both wasting your time. No.
The thing is, it's a mass psychosis. Nobody has had this. Nobody had this discussion in 2013.
How high do you have to go to see the curve?
I don't know, because we cannot go that high. It's 100 kilometers maximum we can go, more or less, right? So we cannot go high enough to observe the curvature of the Earth. That is impossible. Hello, my bad. Hello, my bad.
We can see it from the ground, though. We can see the nature of
we cannot
the
observe
the
effect
from
of curvature. The effect of curvature. Hello, my bad.
What do you mean by mass psychosis? What
Flat
do you
Earth.
Mean by
that's
mass?
A mass psychosis psyop. It has confused people into thinking into.
I just want to say one sentence. Just one sentence. How could you use the word mass psychosis with something that is so limited in scope? I mean, we are a number of us interested in the fact that water doesn't stick to a ball the way it's, especially if it's spinning at very high speeds. And we're questioning, we're asking these questions. How can you call us a mass? It's a very, very small sliver
On the internet. On the internet, it's a big movement on the internet.
Really?
Your question.
That's
encouraging. We cannot model that. We cannot model that. We cannot model the Earth. The Earth, right? We cannot model the Earth. We cannot model. We cannot take a small ball here in a room and model water around it with gravity. That's impossible. The Earth is too big, right? We cannot model that.
The Earth is exactly the size they've always told us it was. Wasn't it 2,500, 2,000, something like that?
Whatever it is, right? Whatever it
is. That's the size they told us it was.
I don't know how big the Earth is, but whatever it is, it's big, right? And we cannot
model. Well, they said it was 20. They told us it was 20. What is it? 25,000.
I mean, I haven't been to the North and South Pole, but I have flown so much around the Earth that that fits, right? The flight hours fit and the distances fit, and stuff, right?
Yeah. Yes, I have flown a great deal across the face of the Earth as well. But I, I don't know why you're getting so excited, so upset about it. If people question...
It's a mass psychosis that... In 2013, nobody thought the Earth was flat. Nobody thought the Earth was flat in 2013. This was not a thing at all in people's minds. It was implanted in... This is implanted into these communities by NASA. This is a NASA science.
Right. Well, if this is a PSYOP, imagine what the spinning ball Earth is. What would you call that?
It's a model. That is a model.
Oh, it's a model. I see.
Yeah.
A model. A model that was, when was that brought up? 500 years ago, prior to that. Everyone thought the Earth was flat.
It has been established for so long by observation. No flat Earther has even predicted a solar and lunar eclipse. No flat Earther has ever predicted a solar or lunar eclipse.
Really? Really? See, now you're just lying.
With the heliocentric and the geoheliocentric model of Simon Check. And that's the thing. You cannot call such a model that works retarded while you don't come up with anything and talk about video games. That is retarded, you see? Hey, this guy has put work into it, and it works.
Well, I don't know if he called you retarded.
The video game works too, right? You realize that, right? Like, it does a pretty good job of stimulating reality. You realize that, right?
And it's people are questioning.
Game. It's a $60 game, dude.
You should encourage questions.
But the right questions and not being indoctrinated by a mind control PSYOP is MK Ultra in real life.
You got to stop getting so excited because no one's going to want to listen to this.
Flat Earth is an MK Ultra PSYOP to confuse people where they live. It's
like just because it's not a spinning ball doesn't mean it's flat. I mean, from what we can see, it's flat, but, like, that doesn't mean that that's the whole story, right?
Well, it's logical that it would be more flat than round, because...
Sure, for sure, that's what we see. And this guy's a troll. Like, I don't... Like, that's what we see, dude.
Who is? Oh, well, I don't know. All I know is he gets very upset, and I don't know why he should get so upset
if someone doesn't know where they live. That is really craziness. If you don't know where you live...
Well, if you're asking questions about where you live, if you never ask questions about where you live, that's
great. In order to understand what is fake, you first have to establish what is true. The shape of the Earth, the perfect sphere, is the only true shape there can be. That's the thing.
You were not there when I explained
the Orion test.
And you're talking to us about MKUltra. You seem to be cemented into that.
This dude, he can't be serious.
What the fuck are you saying? If you are following the flat Earth PSYOP, you are falling for a mass psychosis that didn't exist 7 years ago. Do you understand how crazy that is?
That's not
really?
7 years. It was 500 years ago that it was introduced.
We have 500 years of observations of the skies, and we have a couple of crazy YouTubers who come with bullshit. That is what is happening here.
Wow.
We have fakeologist.com. We have to recognize that what is fake. Flat Earth is fake. Fake as fuck.
Okay, alright, okay.
I'm being a fakeologist at fakeologist.com.
No, you're
that's
being a troll. And there's a lot of
trolls
in here. I'm just saying, why is there always got to be someone trolling around here? Like, I mean, this is ridiculous. Come on.
Always.
Come on.
You just
come
said
on,
it like, was the first time. Strange. Not really coherent, but I already established it.
Really? Oh, okay. I'm not coherent now. Okay.
No,
I'm just going off what I can see.
Just go by what you can see and don't worry about anything else. Don't worry about being called names. You're asking questions. This is a perfectly commendable thing to do. And we should all be asking questions. No, there is
right.
no
the
such thing
right
as the right question.
Yeah,
you are not the arbiter of what is the right question.
Gaia is, not me. The Earth, geometry, reality is, not me. What the fuck?
This is ridiculous. You're a troll, dude. I'm out. Peace.
The one who compares reality to Grand Theft Auto 5. I'm sorry, but...
Who? It compared what?
Well, he said...
No. Just using analogies doesn't mean that's their...
I understand that he doesn't believe that the world is like GTA 5. I understand that, Rick.
Yeah, I understand it,
but he comes with that as a serious answer to a question I ask. Sorry, And he calls Simon Shack retarded. He can also call him, yeah, I'm not interested in it, and he got his thing.
Yeah, but that's
a different approach.
That's the way,
right?
People talk. That's the way
but
people
he looks
talk,
down on someone who has studied something he hasn't done. That's
but
not
you,
fair.
But you also pulled Simon Shack's Tyco method thing to people.
Yeah, well, let me explain what happened there.
No, yeah, but it's the same thing. It's the same thing, guys.
Yeah, let me explain what happened there, Rick.
Okay,
you haven't followed the evolution of things. The evolution of things.
That's right.
Because
the same thing.
We're on air. We're on air, so I can call out the time check.
All he did was say the same thing, but much quicker than what you can do over 4 hours. He just said he's retarded. Bang. That's basically just a kind of way of... relaxed way of saying that didn't make any sense to me. You could spend 4 hours saying the same thing. He just said it much quicker.
I'm not saying the same thing, because the thing is, he has a model which is predictive. That is by definition solid. So there is something. That's the thing.
Oh, no, I agree with that. I know how much the moon affects everything over 56 years of life, and how much I spent looking at it as a child, and my friend is an astronomer, and he's observed it, seen the effects it has, like on plants, on tides, and things like that. It's a thing. It's a thing.
And that's the thing. Astrology is also a thing, right? That's where astronomy comes from.
I believe it 100%.
It is undeniable how the tides work. I mean, the planet, the moon, and the sun align, and so and planets
and
align,
fish,
alignment,
and the fish,
but,
and the fish,
everything,
all these things,
right?
Everything's affected by it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a thing. So it's not. That's, you know, you had Ike coming out and saying it was a man-made satellite. You know, back 20-30 years ago, and other people like that, David Ike. But that's where this all started. You know, to say, oh no, it's just. And then Crowe saying it's a. What did he think? It was a hologram. Someone said it was a hologram. Total bullshit.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, a hologram is an human modern concept. I mean, people in the 1950s even, that's why I'd like to go back in time, didn't have a concept of a hologram. They couldn't call the moon a hologram.
No.
Right? It's related with this Michio Kaku and Stephen Hawking and so.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Right, hey, it's related with this Hawking and so. Yeah, Babette, please, pick up.
Babette. Do you understand where she is?
Yes,
I was talking to my sister the other day, because I had no idea about this. Women's periods all align if they're in the same house together. I didn't know that. And that before we had electricity, the periods all started at the time of the moon. The moon controlled the periods, the female menstrual cycle.
Who
apparently
told you this?
Well, that's on several science shows about the women's periods aligning. If they're in the room with another, staying in a house with five women, they'd all kind of start aligning.
Mm-hmm.
And that was before electricity stuffed everything up, that apparently women's cycles went to the moon cycles, apparently. Mm-hmm. That's what I've heard.
Menstrual, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can't say anything. I don't never heard it before, and I don't know if I would put.
Oh,
like,
a few other people have said a few people, females, will back me up, including my
sister. All right. All right.
So I just asking you. I thought I had never heard of it.
I don't know about that.
Well, I'll find it, and I will.
Good. Good.
I'll
yes.
Find out evidence.
Excellent.
It makes total sense. But I would say maybe it's only with the women you align with or so.
Maybe.
That's right. I mean, and that's what I see as a Gaia Guidestone, right? As same as synchronicity and things like that.
You have to remember there were a lot of superstitions regarding women's menstrual period, the periods, and so is this part of that kind of superstition? Or
here we go. Here we go. I found it. Is it a phenomenal popular myth? What does it say at the end of it? There's about 10 massive articles on it. As soon as I looked up at the, I'll share a couple of
Syncing with the moon. So there you go. It is. So totally controlled by the moon. The combination of the Greek words meaning moon and month. And so women's fertility rhythms were related to the lunar cycle. That was prior to us living in this unnatural life with electricity and inside houses and listening to clocks and TV and things like that. So yeah, that's a thing. I believe that.
Just when agriculture was more defined by the moon.
Okay.
But would indicate that one in four women have their period during the new moon phase.
But you have daughters, right, Rick? So you have contact with women.
One, yeah. I'm not going to talk to her about it.
I don't know. I mean, in our family, that was talked pretty openly about. So I don't know in other families.
Menstruation is a combination of Latin and Greek words meaning moon and month. It could be a good conversation. There's plenty of women now on the fakeologists that could talk about it.
I'm sorry?
Rick left, or he was cut out.
Well, I guess I'm heading out to...
No, he will come back, don't worry.
Oh, it's not that. It's just that I have to get up early anyway, so... But
he just sounds tired, indeed. And I'm sorry to... have such a heated debate, but yeah,
no,
I'm.
Fine.
The thing is, Chris Kendall and also talk with Dr. Fosterclough, because also they recognized early on that it was a psyop, that it's the psyop effect of make. I mean, it's good to question. I'm very much for questioning, but establishing what we can know is a shape. That's the thing. It is very important to me. But yeah, okay, not for everyone or other people have other views about it, but I see it as a vicious style to divide and conquer. Confuse and conquer. That's where confusion comes from.
No.
I've studied it from the beginning at the Plethora Society Forum. I've been there. It is all NASA controlled. It's all to blackwash people with it.
I don't think so. I've heard some fascinating conversations on the subject, and it makes a good deal of sense to me and to a lot of other people. I didn't know it was massive, as you said.
On the internet, it's massive.
So
that's pretty massive. In two-sticking circles, it's massive. I think on my IMR radio, there's one or two flat earthers, but here it's pretty pervasive. Other platforms, luckily, not so much, but it is. It's cancer. It's literally cancer. It has infested and infected the internet community with this. Yeah, it is really sad.
Oh. Did you?
It is.
You compare people questioning.
Not people questioning flat Earth. Flat Earth. That alone. Not people questioning. People questioning. Great.
Questioning.
Flat Earth is the cancer.
Oh, well, I'm sorry you see it that way. It's just ridiculous.
You were going to say, what is your point about it?
No, nothing, really, nothing. I mean,
questioning is superb, but it's the thing.
I guess it's a personal choice. You look into it, you study it, you listen to what people have to say about it, and it either makes sense to you or it doesn't. If it doesn't make sense to you, then fine. Stick to your ball Earth. Nobody can take your ball away.
The laws of Gaia. It's not me. It's not personal. It's the laws of Gaia. It's geometry. It's physics. It's basic physics. Not Einsteinian bullshit. It's basic physics you learn at school and basic science, what
you
science is, right?
That's fine. Okay. Well, there's... the idea the idea that the Earth is a spinning ball has long since ceased to interest me in any way, shape, or form. But I can understand your frustration to a certain extent. You want people to see it your way, and that happens to all of us. But
it's not personal.
It's Gaia's way, the big blue marble that's spinning.
Reality is looking at reality.
Okay,
right?
Well, yeah, that's
The thing is, you have to separate what is a model and what's not. I mean, the sun, a nuclear plasma bullshit thing, that is, I call it, right? Bullshit. That's a model, right? That is not physical reality. The shape of the Earth is a physical reality. That's the thing. That's the difference, right?
Just give me a moment. I have to finish sending someone a message, please. Thank you.
Well, let me, for the listeners, explain my views on the Tychos. What happened is that before Simon published his book in physical form, we had contact and he sent me the PDF and I helped him review and take out some errors and some duplicate images. And I had lots of comments, of course, also trying to understand astronomy first and astronomical terms and the Tychos itself. And I had, indeed, very fierce criticism about it because he was making claims and I was using his model against his claims and his story, just like I did with the mainstream model and space travel. And according to that, he had a problem because he placed the stars among the planets and all that, and it was very difficult. And it was all based on parallax. And parallax is the way we allegedly measure the distance to stars. And his later conclusion, which he hasn't published in full, and he should do that, that's why Simon Check speak up and do that, make a full publication on why parallax measurements are not measuring the distance to start, or not measuring parallax, actually. What they're measuring is just the rotation of Earth, or the seasons and stuff, so the direction in which we're looking, and not actually the distance or the movement of the stars itself. So once he has taken away that fundamental problem in his reasoning and why I was so critical of his model, then he has solved that problem. And then he should publish this and solve that in the whole community, because this is much more fundamental point than the Tychos model itself around it and stands by itself. And it would interest astronomers. It is a strong argument, I think. And you can explain that with any model, but not with flat earthers who come up with GTA 5, sorry. Simon's work retarded. Yeah, and, sorry, that's not going to happen. I didn't call his work retarded. I was very admiring him for his work, but I was critical. Yeah, that's what should happen. And I'm happy that it worked at least towards improvement and progression. And he has a model which fits and predicts what we see, what we observe. So he has something. Then you have to come with something better or shut your mouth about at least his work. I mean, he has done something. What have you done? Babette, if you're still listening, I'm going out. My friend is calling me here. Have a good evening. And listeners of fakeologist.com, also, good evening.
That's all, folks.